Good morning, Bonnie and friends, on a Monday morning. Big Game James McCarty with Janae Wade of the Coffee Club.
Yeah, I'm here with Big Game this morning.
We're going to see how this goes.
Yes, we are.
It's day number 2 of 6 without Bonnie.
I know. Good for Bonnie.
She's spending time
nice
with,
break.
Yeah, with the grandkid and,
And her children.
The daughter and much of the rest of the family, the dog, and everybody else in between. So we'll see.
They're doing their Christmas this week.
Yeah, they're enjoying themselves, and that is awesome to see. So it'll be a interesting week without her. We're going to survive, though. Don't you guys worry.
Oh, yes, we will.
We'll have Song of the Morn, Question of the Morn, all that great stuff here in a couple of minutes. But before we do that, we're going to head over to the WDAY radio. Oh, if I click the right button, how about that?
Are we going to news?
Yeah, we're going to go to news here with Austin Erickson in just a moment. There we go. Had to hit the sounder.
Let's just hope the struggle bus isn't going to be a thing this morning.
Yeah, I hit the wrong button. I'm just glad I kept this on air when I did it.
Yeah. Anyway, the Border Patrol says it's seen a significant increase recently in illegal border crossings at the North Dakota-Canada border. The U.S. Border Patrol's Grand Forks sector says agents in Pembina intercepted 8 Romanians trying to cross illegally in a pickup in early November. Border Patrol also says it seized 10 illegal vehicles since October 1st. They're asking you to report if you see anything suspicious. Minnesota Governor Tim Walz says there will be a significant package of fraud prevention measures for lawmakers to consider next session. His comments follow reports of raids by federal agents on autism treatment centers in Minneapolis and St. Cloud last week. That's during an investigation into allegations of Medicaid claims fraud. The search warrants listed possible offenses including wire fraud, healthcare fraud, and conspiracy. The investigation followed a probe into the $240 million Feeding Our Future scandal. One of the centers, Smart Therapy, has received almost $14 million in state Medicaid funding. A Grand Forks man could spend the next 20 years behind bars after a jury finds him guilty of kidnapping, aggravated assault, and attempted gross sexual imposition. Angel Torres Sosa has been convicted of charges related to taking a woman to his home where he attacked her and attempted to sexually assault her. The jury deliberated for 3.5 hours before reaching a verdict. Sentencing is set for March 31st. Icy roads this weekend caused more than 230 crashes in Minnesota, including a deadly one before the weather warmed up Sunday. The State Patrol says 74-year-old William Pohl of Inver Grove Heights was killed Saturday afternoon when his truck collided with another vehicle. Authorities say there was 23 injury accidents, a half dozen spinouts, and 7 jackknife semis. The Minnesota Republican Party has a new chairman, Wayzata City Councilman Alex Pleaklash is elected chair. He received more votes than outgoing state chairman David Hand, who called his 3 years leading the party an honor. Hand says he would still be active in politics, adding the party is in great position to win more statewide offices in 2026. And officials in Fargo are moving ahead with plans to provide a new facility that would enable area homeless people to access city services. Meeting with local community leaders Friday, Fargo Mayor Dr. Tim Mahoney outlined a proposal he plans to bring to the Fargo City Commission's next meeting Monday, December 23rd. In September, commission members enacted a ban on camping on public property that also provided exceptions for people with nowhere else to go. The mayor's proposed Fargo Community Care and Deflection Center would provide at least 30 services and incorporate the efforts of 30 community organizations. That's Look Your News. I'm Austin Erickson.
First with the news when you need to know. WDAYRadioNow.com.
Before national news and weather, quick look at your WDAY radio sports on a Monday morning. Minnesota Wild falling to the Vegas Golden Knights by a score of 3-2 on Sunday night. Kirill Kaprizov scoring 2 goals in that loss. Jesper Valstad, he would end up with saving 24 of 27 shots in his season debut. Wild dropped to 27-4 on the season. They host the Florida Panthers on Wednesday night. Minnesota Timberwolves taking down the San Antonio Spurs by a score of 106-92. Anthony Edwards leading six Wolves in double figures with 26 points. Nikhil Alexander-Walker, 17 points off the bench, while Jaden McDaniels will chip in 12 points, 11 rebounds. The Pack improving to 14-11 on the season. They will welcome the New York Knickerbockers and a former friend in Karl-Anthony Towns to the Target Center on Thursday night. Number 2 seed in North Dakota State rolling over number 7 seed Mercer 31-7 in the FCS quarterfinals as they now punch their ticket to the semifinals this upcoming weekend, where they will host number 3 South Dakota State on Saturday at 11 a.m. with a national championship date on the line. Number 1 Montana State will host number 4 South Dakota in the second semifinal at 2:30. Those games will be available on ESPN. Minnesota Vikings will be hosting the Chicago Bears in an NFC North bout at 7 o'clock tonight. ABC is where you can find coverage of that one. The Vikings did clinch a playoff berth last night thanks to the Cheeseheads defeating the Seattle Seahawks on the road. Over the weekend, number 16 North Dakota men's hockey sweeping number 9 St. Cloud State. Nodak winning 2-0 on Friday night, and then on Saturday a 4-3 overtime victory for them. And you had college hoops over the weekend. You had North Dakota State's men last night rolling Western Michigan 98-62. Jakari White powering the Bison with 19 points. They actually shot 69% from the field, 58% from three, and it was head coach Dave Richmond's 200th victory with the Bison. Number 6, MSUM takes down Bemidji State 81-74, powered by Logan Kinsey's 25 points and 8 rebounds. And in women's hoops, MSUM over Bemidji State 64-55. Head coach Carla Nelson with her 300th career NSIC victory in that win. The Dragons winning 6 straight, and Abby Berge leading the way with 18 points, 9 rebounds, and 3 steals for the Lady Dragons in that one. Real quick as well, we'll hit up the weather. We look at that, and as of right now in Fargo, you're looking at 30 degrees. We're going to have strong winds out of the north-northwest, blowing somewhere in the realm of 20 to 40 miles an hour throughout the day, periods of snow possible throughout the day, accumulating a coating up to about an inch or so. You'll have a high of around 26 on Tuesday, 18 on Wednesday, and then 23 on Thursday before you have a little bit of a frosty weekend coming in before Christmas, with highs in right around the 10-degree mark on Friday, 7 on Saturday and Sunday. You can find yourself in the mid-teens, but Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, you can have lows in the negatives for all of them.
Brr.
Yeah, just a little bit chilly, but you know what? That's all right. It's Christmas time.
It's nice out this morning, though.
Yeah, I'm gonna need it.
Studio's a little bit on the warm side, but
it's nice. It's gone outside. Haywire for about 2-3 weeks now, this studio. So it's either going to be 60 degrees or 80 degrees. I've accepted it.
Yep, that's
at
right.
This point. So I come in with basically just a t-shirt on, and I bring about 4 sweatshirts, and I adjust as I get in here.
Big M, I wasn't thinking that's what I should have done, is worn a t-shirt and then brought a sweater if it was warm. It's warm in here this morning.
Yeah, very much. So we'll see.
Do we have a fan sitting around here anywhere?
I don't know. Maybe. I think they might have one in the flag studio if you go check that out. But Alex might fight you over that one.
Yeah.
We're going to head over to the National ABC News for a couple of minutes. Then we'll get your song of the morning and question of the morning right here on Bonnie and Friends. Well, welcome back to Bonnie and Friends on a Monday morning.
Good morning. Good morning. Did you see, James, how good that was? Like, how much longer I got to sleep in this morning when you put your makeup on in the studio during the show?
I'm sure it helps. I lost my song I was going to roll this morning.
It did. Oh, no.
It was there.
Are you doing a Christmas one?
Yes. I was looking for a Christmas themed.
Did you find it?
I will in a minute.
I mean, you can't technically lose a song. It can always be refound.
Yeah, here we go. I got it back. All right. We're back in business. We're rocking. We're rolling real quick.
We're something. That's what we're doing on question this Monday morning.
Question of the morning.
This All is right, shoot, Bonnie. What you got? James.
I have to make sure I read the writing properly, because I thought it said poet. It says part.
Okay.
What is your favorite part of the holiday season? If you'd like, you can call in 701-293-9000. We'll get you on here this morning. And By the way, anybody who did call in Friday, if I did not answer the phone, it wasn't because I didn't want to. It's because I'm not as polished as Bonnie is.
Yeah,
that is a large portion of this.
Does Bonnie have these questions of the day up on her Facebook page?
I believe so.
Well, we'll check.
I haven't checked it this morning. It should be, though.
Let me look, because you can also comment on Facebook as well, and we'll make sure we read those. And then, too, they can email at studio@wdayradionow.com, too.
Yep, I can get to all of those. So we're going to fire off our song of the morning, Santa Claus is Coming to Town by Bruce Springsteen.
All right.
It's all cold down along the beach. The wind's whipping down the boardwalk. Hey, man! You guys know what time of year it is? What time? You guys all been good and practicing real hard. Yeah. Clients, you've been rehearsing real hard now. So Santa, bring your new saxophone, right? Everybody out there been good or what? Oh, that's not many of you guys in trouble out here. And you better watch out. You better not cry. You better not bow. I'm telling you why. Santa Claus is coming to town. Santa Claus is coming to town. Santa Claus is coming to town. He's making a list, he's checking it twice. He's gonna find out who's naughty or nice. Santa Claus is coming to town.
That was Santa Claus is Coming to Town by Bruce Springsteen. So
it's great.
It was live. Where was it? in post college. So, yeah, it's a good song, good holiday song. I enjoy it. I enjoy being able to get it into the spirit. I'm one of those people, though, I have to wait till Thanksgiving-ish to get the Christmas songs
out. To get into the holiday.
It's just, it's a lot for me to...
Are you watching Christmas movies?
Not really. I haven't had time to.
You mean you don't watch Hallmark?
When I'm back home with my parents and whatnot,
Then you watch Hallmark, the Hallmark channel?
Yeah, I don't have time right now to sit down and watch a two-hour movie.
Do you know that Hallmark did a Christmas movie with the NFL this year?
I did see that.
Called A Holiday Touchdown, A Chiefs Love Story.
Yeah, with the Kelsey's mother, if I remember right. The Kelsey brother's mother.
Donna Kelsey. She owned a bakery in it.
Interesting.
Mm-hmm.
Jeez.
Andy Reid had a cameo. There was a few.
Oh, he did,
players.
Huh?
Yeah.
Wow.
Patrick Mahomes did not do a cameo. Travis Kelsey did not do a cameo. James, why are we're not streaming live right now, are we?
No, I just turned on the TVs and they had the hockey guys on Saturday, so that popped on. I honestly,
I was
don't
a little concerned
it.
About that because I'm having to take off layers in the studio because it's so warm this morning.
Yeah, there we go. Now we're switching around, but we're gonna jump over to the phone lines. We have Polly on the line, and good morning to you, Polly. How are you doing on a Monday?
Hi, Polly.
Morning. Good morning, Jane.
What's going on in Idaho this morning?
Oh, it's just simmering. It's not that cold, and yesterday it was rainy a little bit. It was nice, and then it got cold enough to just have the shadows freeze over.
Oh yeah,
and that was it. But if you knew you were going into a corner, you just let off the gas, basically.
Yeah,
you know how to drive. I don't need to tell you how to drive.
That's how it was on my way home from Bemidji on Saturday night from college basketball. It was. A lot of the state highways and county roads, you had those corners where you'd slow down to that 30, 35-ish kind of mark. And I mean, even probably 25 at times just to make sure because the road conditions overall are pretty decent, but it's 10 degrees outside. You get that little bit of, in our area, that snow blowing over, and you just got to make sure you stay between the lines for the most part.
Yeah, that's what we have difficulty with here in Idaho is finding the lines. They paint them, but when it rains, they kind of disappear.
Oh, yes. Yep. Especially in the evening hours. Once that sun goes down, it's game over.
And then you get lights coming on you in the other lanes, and it wipes them out. So you just, you're saying the fastest prayer you can, and hope you make it through sometimes. It's kind of spooky.
Definitely, yeah. I mean, and yesterday I went ice fishing for a couple hours on my way home. We were right above the freezing point, so it actually was raining for about 10 minutes on my drive home, and I thought, oh, that's going to make for a chaotic entrance to work for most people who are on Highway 10 here in our local area. So hopefully everybody has safe travels this morning because it's cooled off just a hair. It's below the freezing mark now for us, so whatever that little bit of rain we did get, whatever hadn't trickled off the roads is going to be frozen to it before the sand and salt, depending on what state line you're on here locally. You'll end up getting that. But, Polly, this morning, what's your favorite part of the holiday season? Question of the morning.
Well, I think the beginning of it, when duck and geese season opens up and you're able to go for that. When my father was able to get away from his practice, we would do that on Wednesdays and on Saturdays and Sundays. He'd even take me out of school to be able to do it every once in a while. But that was part of it. The other part was, you know, the decorations going up and the color of the town changes.
Yeah.
And then they got the biggest Christmas tree they could find and bring into town and decorate that. And then might have the lighting ceremony. I think the beginning of it is the best. The saddest is when they take it all down.
It is sad when everything goes down. Then you got to wait another year.
Are you growing up, or were you and your family, were you the ones that would put it up? Did you have to wait till Thanksgiving? Did you have to wait till November 1st? Or were you the family that put it up about a month before Halloween because you were so excited?
I'm not quite that excited, but yeah. No, we wanted to make sure as many kids that were still in the house or would be able to make it back to the house, be able to decorate it together. And like I said before, we had that one Johnny Mathis album, and it had a skip in it, and we would play it. It would hit that skip, and then it would go, and it would say the same thing for about 5 minutes. We laughed so hard, and we were turning blue in the face. Just about, we have a great time. So it was just, you know, silly special things you remember as a kid. And I still remember them now. And we're talking, you know, 55 years later, and it's like, wow, you know, that's kind of neat.
Definitely. Well, awesome. Yeah. Polly, we always appreciate you calling in. Enjoy your Monday. Hopefully, day by day, as we get closer to Christmas, that holiday cheer just keeps getting bigger and bigger in town for you.
You too, behave there.
Oh, we will. We will. You have a good day, Polly.
You too, today.
All right. Bye-bye. That's Polly over in Idaho giving us a call in this morning. All right. Question of the day. What is your favorite part of the holiday season? Give us a call, 701-293-9000. You can shoot us an email at studio@wdayradionow.com. And I did go on Bonnie and Friends Facebook page, and it is up there. So you
can have some friends. Okay.
Yeah, we do. Bonnie's got lots of friends.
She has tons of friends.
Mm-hmm. Nate says his favorite part of the holiday season is music.
All right.
Yeah, I like Christmas music too. Mark says welcoming Jesus into our lives while spending time with loved ones.
Oh, yeah. With the nativity scenes going
on. Yes, I love that as well. And then, you know, Jesus, the reason for the season, right?
Mm-hmm.
I think sometimes a lot of us get carried away that we forget.
You get overly excited or overwhelmed because you're trying to make everything perfect. But, yeah, you see those. I remember growing up, the smaller nativity scenes that would go up either if you had, if you had the extra room, I forget, French windows or whatnot, kind of you had that sill there.
Oh, yeah.
Some people would do that.
Like a bay
window area. Yep, yeah, or they would do it in the hutch area or a folding table, depending on which family member.
What about the live nativity scenes?
Well, there's those as well. I remember doing that when I was, I was a young kid.
Oh, when you were in the live nativity scene?
Yeah, we did that at our church.
Yeah.
When I was growing up, I was probably... We did it a couple of years.
A lot of churches do it. I love that.
Yeah, until you're 10, 11 years old. I forget how old. Doing that, or you see like the life-size ones that people just put up in their front yards too. Mm-hmm. So all kinds of really cool things with that. And yeah, I mean, it is a reason for the season. And sometimes it does get a little bit lost. But thankfully, we're able to get corralled back in with those that keep us honest.
Yep. Okay. Question of the day again. What is your favorite part of the holiday season? Go ahead and give us a call, 701-293-9000. Bonnie, she also says church and family, not our Bonnie.
That's what I was wondering. I was like, she commented on her own post. Okay, all right.
It's a different Bonnie on the Facebook post. Andy said all the pretty lights. Oh, yeah, I love the lights too. Christmas isn't always filled with good things sometimes, but the lights are nice and pretty to look at and can help. Yeah, some people, it is a hard part of the time of the year too. Now going back to lights, James, are you the multicolor lights or are you the clear lights person?
I guess I never thought too much about it. I just enjoy the lights. I mean, we had, you know, we had times where there was the multicolored lights in certain areas and then you have solid colors, I suppose. But I would say I think we had more multicolored than solid colors of sorts.
See.
Or even like just if you're talking like the clear whites or whatnot.
Everything I decorate in is all the clear lights. The clear, you know, just clip the white lights.
Oh, okay.
I don't do any of the multicolor.
Yeah, growing up, majority of it was definitely multicolor lights for us.
A lot of people, it is. They love the multicolor. For me, I'm just, you know, I'm a simple person, James. I just like the clear lights.
I thought that's why we were, I felt as though we were simple because it seemed like that was the most common, but maybe not.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Huh? Let's see. Barbara, she says the music as well. I love Christmas music. Mary, celebrating with family and friends and seeing the spirit of giving to those less fortunate. That's true, too. You see that more around the holiday season.
And taking advantage of those opportunities to spread the cheer and the wealth. And yeah, definitely. That's a large part of a lot of this.
Susan, she says the Christmas music as well and candlelight service at church. I love the candlelight service. Do you guys do that at your church? Candlelight.
Trying to think, Christmas Eve type of?
Yeah.
Yeah, I remember doing it as a kid. I haven't done it in recent memory. I spend a bunch of, like, the 2 or 3 days leading up to Christmas, I'm traveling all around and bouncing around. So I'm really bad with actually making it to a service. Periodically, if I'm solidified in a spot, I'll be able to go with my grandparents or my parents. But, like, for example, this upcoming weekend, I'll be at my older brother's place on Sunday. And then I think Monday, I'll be hanging out. Tuesday, I'll be with my mom's side of the family. Christmas Day, I'll be with my dad's side. So I'm kind of bouncing around the central Minnesota and into the Twin Cities area for 3 or 4 days. So I more or less, I'll go to a Sunday morning service, and then I'll go again next Sunday, hopefully. But, yeah, I remember growing up having a bit of that.
The candle, I love candlelight service on Christmas Eve. Let's see. Crash says, he says, time with family.
Definitely.
Dave says January 2nd. Wondering if that's when all the Christmas decor comes down at his place.
I'm trying to think. Is it a Wednesday that is the first this year?
I don't even know. Yeah, it would be because it's the week after Christmas.
Okay. Yeah.
Question of the day again is, what is your favorite part of the holiday season? Go ahead and give us a call, 701-293-9000. Drop a comment on Bonnie and Friends Facebook page, or you can email us to at studio@wdayradionow.com.
We got to head over to the WDAY Radio newsroom now for our bottom of the hour news with our very own Austin Erickson.
The Border Patrol says it's seen a significant increase recently in illegal border crossings at the North Dakota-Canada border. The U.S. Border Patrol's Grand Forks sector says agents in Pembina intercepted 8 Romanians trying to cross illegally in a pickup in early November. Authorities say they've also seized 10 illegal vehicles since October 1st. They're asking communities to report any suspicious activity. A Grand Forks man could spend the next 20 years behind bars after a jury finds him guilty of kidnapping, aggravated assault, and attempted gross sexual imposition. Angel Torres Sosa took a woman to his home where he attacked her and attempted to sexually assault her. The jury deliberated for 3.5 hours before reaching a verdict. Sentencing is set for March 31st. The Fargo Police Department says it's working on the homeless camps in the city. During a police advisory and oversight board meeting, Lieutenant Travis Moser said since the enactment of the camping resolution, several campsites have been removed. He adds campsites are still up, but the amount and locations are still being worked on in the event of medical emergency and to check for compliance. Moser says the department has weekly meetings to discuss next steps. Minnesota Governor Tim Walz says there will be a significant package of fraud prevention measures for lawmakers to consider next session. His comments follow FBI raids on autism treatment centers in Minneapolis and St. Cloud last week during an investigation into allegations of Medicaid claims fraud. The search warrants listed possible offenses including wire fraud, healthcare fraud, and conspiracy. One of the centers, Smart Therapy, has received almost $14 million in state Medicaid funding. The investigation follows a probe into the $240 million Feeding Our Future scandal. Today is the first full day of the Kelly Armstrong administration in North Dakota. Governor Armstrong and Lieutenant Governor Michelle Strinden took their oath of office Friday and assumed office on Sunday. Former Governor Doug Burgum is preparing for Senate confirmation hearings for his nomination for Interior Secretary. And the House Republican Steering Committee selects North Dakota Congresswoman-elect Julie Fedorchuk to serve on the Committee on Energy and Commerce. Fedorchuk says she's honored and humbled. She's the first freshman member of Congress in 14 years to be seated on the Energy and Commerce Committee upon assuming office, one of the 3 A committees in the House of Representatives typically reserved for more senior members. Fedorchuk will be sworn in January 3rd. That's a look at your news. I'm Austin Erickson.
First with the news when you need to know. WDAYRadioNow.com.
A quick look at your WDAY radio weather. I think Dean is back today, right? As far as I'm aware. I think Bentley's in town. Is he in town for Christmas?
I don't know. I don't know.
He played hooky. I think he was going to Omaha last week.
Saw pictures that he was in Omaha. So.
Yeah, he was enjoying himself, letting us all suffer without him as we tried to figure out what the weather is actually going to look like. And
we did just fine.
I mean, the intern, Harry, did just fine.
I mean, on our show, Ronnie did fine.
Yeah. Well, right now it's 30 degrees. Believe it or not, it is 30 degrees outside, and we need to crack a window in here. That's all right.
It Look is at that 80 degrees away. In the studio.
It's not that warm, is it?
It's 79 point something, yeah.
Oh, well, that just... Oof.
It's warm
Alrighty.
Here.
Strong winds today out of the northwest, blowing 20 to 40 miles an hour. You get a little bit of Arctic air with periods of snow possible throughout the day, accumulating a coat. Could be up to an inch throughout the day, but of course, with those high winds blowing around, you may not even notice it. It'll just, that dusting will come down and just whoosh right away. Tomorrow, you'll be looking in the mid-20s or with a high of around 26 degrees, and then you'll be fluctuating between the teens and low 20s over the next couple of days. A high of 32 degrees today, and we should be right around the mid to high 20s here throughout the day. We'll head over to the National ABC News. We'll get ABC Sports, and we'll come back with some more Bonnie and Friends right here on WDAY Radio.
Good morning, all. 5:41. You're listening to Bonnie and Friends. Bonnie is on vacation, though. Very well-deserved vacation. She is with her family and her granddaughter. So you get Big Game and myself, Janae, this morning.
Yeah, we're kicking through it. We've got this.
We're
40 minutes into this. I also will be at El Agave here.
Is that tonight?
Yes, tonight.
Oh, the days are getting away from me.
Yep, I'll be there for a couple hours here tonight. You have qualifying from 4 to 6, I believe is what Maria told me.
Yep.
But I'll be there around 2:30, 3 o'clock. I'll go check out. There will be some great food specials, all those great things. And, of course, it's for that Desperado Dream Trip
taking
to Vegas.
Two qualifiers? Or how many qualifiers are you taking when you're there?
I was told two last week. I'm doing two again this time. And if somebody tells me no, well, too bad.
Yes,
I said
James,
two.
And it's 2 to 4. It's at, I lied. It's 4 to 6. Don't listen to me. I lie. It's 4 to 6.
I should be on air, though, around that 3 o'clock range. So.
Yep. And then you're going to be taking two qualifiers for that Vegas trip that we're giving away, where a winner will win tickets to see the Eagles at the Sphere in Las Vegas and $500 spending cash.
Yeah.
Who wouldn't want to win that? It's a trip for the
winner. I had a buddy yesterday
that
said, what are you doing for the Vikings game Monday night? I looked at him and I said, well, I'm going to work at 4 a.m. Mm-hmm. Said, I'm going to be fidgeting around the office till about 1:30, 2 o'clock. Then I said, I'm going to El Agave to hang out, get myself some queso, maybe some fajitas.
Have you been there yet?
I have.
My husband and I went there a few weeks. I don't know how long ago it was.
They got some good fajitas.
It was really good.
It really was. The first time I went there, four of my buddies, four of us total, I believe. And we were just wanting to go somewhere different and new.
Yeah.
And it's been around for a little while now, but it was probably 4 or 5 months ago. It was still like the summer months. I want to say July-ish. When we went there the first time, and I was really impressed with the service, the quickness, and you know they've got people rolling around. If you want that guac ready to go for you, that's fresh made.
Oh, and then they come to the table.
Yeah, all the fixings, like they're throwing it up and around.
Guac.
It's cool.
Yeah,
it's really dang cool.
Very good. So go there and check it out and hang out with Big Game today and have some of that.
Maybe bring the guac station
right over the table.
Somebody shows up. I bet you if I challenge Crash, we could do a queso eating contest.
Oh, there you go.
I don't know if that's allowed or not, but we could see how that goes.
Why not?
Wouldn't that be something?
Yep. And so you're going to be there, what did we say, 4 to 6.
Yeah. So 4 to 6 is when you have the qualifying, all those great things, but I'll be there a little bit earlier than that.
And that is the old Famous Dave's location.
Famous Dave's off of 45th.
Not sure where it's
at. I found that interesting that they said that, but I was like, that was there forever. So that's probably the best way to landmark it of sorts. It's right across the road from the old Taco John's. That's also not there anymore. So boom.
Which used to also be right across from, Old Chicago, the pizza place, which isn't there anymore.
Yeah, that's it.
It's now Sickies.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Uh-huh. I forgot all about that. I had forgotten all about that. That same strip mall area, yeah.
Yep, so go hang out with James tonight, have some queso, and get qualified. Two qualifiers, I believe, are being taken there when James is there for that Vegas giveaway trip. We are giving away to go see the Eagles at the Sphere. And the concert is January 25th. It's the last concert that they're doing, so I'm sure it'll be a banger concert.
It's going to be awesome. I've never been to the Sphere. I've seen photos of it. I've seen videos of it. I've seen all the interactions and the lights and all that stuff.
I have not been inside it.
Okay.
I have seen it when we were out in Vegas. It is super cool. I did see an image of how they did the Animal Planet they did in there somehow.
Oh, really?
And it was super cool. Yeah.
Almost like planetarium style?
Kind of, yeah. Ooh. And so what we did is we got really good tickets for this concert. I think it's row 18, if I remember correctly.
It's right
you
in that realm, yeah.
Yeah, you do not want to be right up front because you want to be able to see everywhere around you for this concert. Mm-hmm. So these are like the granddaddy seats of them all. So we went all out for this concert, that is for sure. So
I've had concerts where with buddies where we've ended up in the nosebleeds, and I got to bring my Vortex binos to be able to see on the stage, and you kind of lock in that way. I've also had times where I've had buddies that say, we're going to a concert. I've wanted to go to this concert my whole life. We're getting the front row, like at the fair, for example, the Red River Valley Fair.
Yeah.
And we spend 3.5 hours just looking straight up, jumping up and down, hitting each other side to side. We end up with bruised ribs. We end up with sore necks. We end up icing half our bodies. And I say, guys, why can't we just be the normal people that are back a few rows, having a couple extra beverages? We're still close. We're enjoying ourselves, but we're not in the mosh pit. And we're also not sitting in the grandstand 2.5 miles away like we could just watch it from the Ferris wheel.
So you're saying you've come to the point or the age where you don't like the mosh pit anymore?
I never did. I think that the most ridiculous thing in this world is to get a bunch of people together in the front of it and everybody just try and fight their way to the front.
Yeah.
And then they go and grab a beverage and then they try and fight their way back to their buddies. And then while they're doing that, everybody's jumping up and down and they're hitting hips together and they're hitting shoulders together and they're doing their little dance and they're spinning and everybody, the deeper into the night you get, the tighter it gets, the less personal space you get. And the more I think, you know what? I should just probably take a couple steps backwards and enjoy myself more.
No, you're absolutely, it's fine once you get there, but once you have to go to the bathroom and you need to get, you do have an old soul for your age.
I'm incredibly old for my age.
Once you need to go to the bathroom, get another drink, and then get out through the crowd and then come back in, it's completely not worth it to me. Maybe when I was younger it was, but not anymore. As a matter of fact, I would like to just watch it, a concert from home on my couch.
I wouldn't mind that at all. Like, I mean, like for example, like the local
on my screen,
the local restaurants, you know, in town, they'll have music on, you know, Friday nights, Saturday nights, things of those sorts for extra draw. I love the warm months of the year because they can do it outside.
Uh-huh.
You can enjoy yourself. Yeah. When they do it inside, everybody just huddles together and gets shoulder to shoulder. I'm the type of guy when I go to the bar, get me a beer or a mixed beverage of sorts. I want to be able to watch the whatever game's on or the highlights of them and talk with 3 or 4 buddies or the bartender or whoever you're there with, be able to have a conversation that way. I'm not claustrophobic, but I don't also need to be shoulder to shoulder to everybody.
Yeah. No, I like my space too.
All right. We're going to head to a break and we come back and we'll continue the Monday morning shenanigans on Bonnie and Friends. Welcome back to Bonnie and Friends.
I didn't remember that you played Song of the Day. What was it again?
Song of the Morning. It was...
Our Song of the Morning. Oh, you don't remember what it was either, but it was... Are you sure
it was by Bruce... Santa Claus is Coming to Town, Bruce Springsteen.
Oh, yes. Yep, I was putting makeup on when that was going on.
The live one. Thankfully, we have Austin here to save our tail end.
Thank goodness is right.
Yeah, goodness. I don't know. He's putting his jacket on, though. I don't like the looks of that.
Why are you putting your jacket on?
Yeah. Oh, okay. It's just cold. Okay. I thought maybe it was a closet smoker or something.
It's 80 degrees in here.
Good. Oh, all right. Crisis averted. I about had a panic attack right there when I saw the jacket. I thought he was just leaving us. Then he's going to be like, yep, here's the news report. Figure it out. Good luck the next couple hours.
I would have just said, I don't know what I would have said because I have no idea what's going on. I didn't watch the news this weekend.
Oh.
So I have to listen. I have to listen to what's going on in the news.
Oh, okay. Oh, it looks like...
What do you looks like what?
Well, I just got a text. Dean's on Comrex this morning, so that's why I haven't seen him in the studio yet.
Oh,
yeah. So
all right, good to know.
So I got him on. I have him on Comrex at the top of the hour at some point.
Okay.
So we'll get that figured out, squared away. But we'll. I was going to hit it over to a quick sports hit here as Kirill Kaprizov is now has 22 goals in the year. He had a pair of goals for the Minnesota Wild last night, including this second goal right here that knotted it up at 2 apiece in the late stages of the second period. Somebody muted my computer. I'm not dealing with that right now. Oh,
wait,
gosh.
What's wrong?
Nope, somebody muted my computer. Oh,
no.
Gosh, darn.
So we have a crisis right now?
No, there it is.
Kaprizov controls, tried to center. Faber, tied up by Hurdle, comes up with a puck. Kaprizov gloves and drops. He scores!
Yeah, that would knot it up at 2 goals apiece last night, but the Wild would ultimately end up falling after a late goal given up by for the Golden Knights. So Vegas takes down the Wild 3-2. Jesper Wallstad, he would save 24 of 27 shots. That was his season debut, actually, the star prospect for the Wild. They dropped to 27-4 in the season. They host the Florida Panthers Wednesday night. Timberwolves take down the San Antonio Spurs, 106-92. Anthony Edwards leading 6 Wolves in double figures at 26 points. Nikhil Alexander-Walker would add 17 points off the bench. Pack improving to 14-11 on the year. And the Wolves now will host the New York Knicks on Thursday evening. Karl-Anthony Towns' return, actually, to Minneapolis. And as we know, Bison football punching their ticket to the FCS semifinal. That will be against No. 3 South Dakota State Saturday at 11 a.m. with a trip to Frisco and the national championship on the line. The other semifinal will be on right after at 2:30 as No. 1 ranked Montana State, the only undefeated team left in the subdivision, gets to host No. 4 South Dakota. It's Montana State against the Missouri Valley in the Final Four here in this semifinals round for berths in the FCS championship in Frisco in a couple of weeks in early January. And that'll be exciting as you can get coverage of all of them on ESPN there for that. So that'll be a lot of fun. And Vikings are on ABC tonight. They host the Chicago Bears in an NFC North bout at 7 p.m. Vikings did clinch a playoff berth last night when the Packers defeated the Seahawks on Sunday Night Football. It's a very weird feeling knowing that Green Bay winning helped the Vikings out. But you know what? Either way, the Cheeseheads, they did something good for a change. It's almost like a charity drive for them to an extent there, I think. That's how I'm looking at it. So I don't know. That's
good way to look at it, yeah.
Yeah, I don't know how else to do it. So, yeah.
All right. Vikes going to the playoffs. We know that, right?
Yes. I was looking at our weather. It looks like there was light snow mixed precipitation this morning in the Norman Steel and Trail areas of the state.
So northern part of the state.
Yep. Yeah, it looks like mixed precipitation mainly along and north of Highway 200 expected to continue throughout the day. Mixed precipitation ending mid-morning. Snowfall totals traced to about 1 inch to be common with isolated totals nearing 2 inches along the international border. So I just noticed that there. I figured I'd chuck that out there. That was actually put out right about 3 o'clock this morning. So.
All right. And Wysocki will be on in just a little bit, too,
yeah, he
with
will.
The weather
yep.
update.
He's remote. I believe he has Bentley
he's
with him. I think that's part of it. Yeah,
I think Bentley's here this week. So.
Yeah, I think he's here through Christmas?
I think so,
I believe.
Yep.
It's like a 10-day or 2-week trip or something.
Yep. So earlier in the morning, Zeno will be via Comrex is what we say. And
a lot
then,
of Wysocki family shenanigans for a couple of weeks here.
Yeah. We love it when right. Bentley comes, though, that's and he right. comes into the studio.
Bentley
and
milds out Dean.
Can you believe Bentley's 13 already?
Yeah. Well, his birthday was last week?
Last week, I think he turned 13.
Gosh.
The week before.
That's crazy.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Question of the day, are we still doing that?
As far as I'm aware.
All right, question of the day is, what is your favorite part of the holiday season? Give us a call, 701-293-9000. You can also comment on the Bonnie and Friends Facebook page or shoot us an email at studio@wdayradionow.com. Let's see. Dave, he said, oh, yeah, we said that one already. He said January 2nd. I'm guessing that's when the holiday decor goes down at his place.
Yeah, very well could. I'm going to regret asking this, but why do we have a pillow on the floor in the studio?
Because when we go to break, I'm just going to lay there for a second.
All right. Well, there's that.
Yeah.
I was just curious. I didn't know if...
That's why.
I didn't know if we had like a office pet or something of that sorts.
No, but I think we should get one. I think we should get a dog.
Oh, well, all right. Good luck getting that one over, pulling that fast one on the boss.
We should have a studio dog.
Well, maybe. I'm trying to make sure I can pull Dean up here in a minute. That's all I'm doing. I'm sidetracked. I'm very sidetracked.
I would, you know what? But I would also be happy with a fan right now.
Or, oh, there's Comrex. There we go.
It's 80 degrees in our studio this morning.
All right. All right. I've got, well, I've got
Dean. Do we have Vice Hockey on?
Well, I've got his fader locked in. He is not on it currently. So.
All right.
I don't know. Maybe he's making a bowl of cereal or something.
Yep. Don't forget to head on over to Elgava today. Between, I'm going to get these times wrong all day.
Four to six is qualifying today.
To hang out with James, get yourself qualified or a chance to get qualified for the Desperado Vegas Dream Trip we're giving away. We're giving a lucky winner and a guest tickets to the Eagles concert January 25th, flight, hotel, and $500 spending cash. And we're having a really fun giveaway party on January 8th over at Kingpin's too. So make sure you stop in and say hi to James this evening. And eat some queso. The food is absolutely delish.
Yeah, that's where I'll be tonight and then a couple of Mondays after Christmas. Yeah, like you said, I'll be at Kingpin's. And then we have the actual giveaway.
Party on January 8th.
It is Wednesday, January 8th,
that's
right?
At Kingpin's,
okay.
Yeah.
Okay, that's yep. What I thought. They got the new...
Elite Suites.
That's what they called it, Elite mm-hmm. Suites. Yep.
Elite Suites.
I knew it was the new revamped suites. I'm still trying to get the verbiage of it down. So.
And we'll all be there for that, for all the giveaway party.
It'll be a free-for-all that night because we should have some last-minute final qualifying, from my understanding. We'll have all the great entertainment there, but it's all about the Mexican food tonight.
Yep. And then make sure you stay tuned all day long because we take qualifiers on air, too, but you never know when that's going to be. You just got to keep listening.
That's
all
a good
day.
Point. I have a sheet somewhere. I should probably make sure that... There's a chance that we do it here in about an hour or two.
Let's take a look at that.
Well, that's music flashback. I have notes. I don't know how Bonnie does this. I've got about 75 pages scattered around here. I feel like Jay Thomas right now, and I don't know how either of them sifts through this every single morning. It's like when you see Ronnie come in with his binder and his Vikings folder, and it looks like he's got about three semesters worth of homework from high school. And it's hundreds of pages. I don't know how all of them are able to sift through it, but they find a way. Somehow, some way, they find a way.
I always have tons of papers in front of you.
I don't know how they... I do, like, too. They're more organized than it looks, and it doesn't make sense to me.
Mm-hmm.
But either way, we're at the top of the 6 o'clock hour, so we got to go and get our update of news in the newsroom with Austin Erickson.
The Border Patrol says it's seen a significant increase recently in illegal border crossings at the North Dakota-Canada border. The U.S. Border Patrol's Grand Forks sector says agents in Pembina intercepted 8 Romanians trying to cross illegally in a pickup truck in early November. Authorities say they've also seized 10 illegal vehicles since October 1st. They're asking communities to report anything suspicious. Minnesota Governor Tim Walz says there will be a significant package of fraud prevention measures for lawmakers to consider next session. His comments follow FBI raids on autism treatment centers in Minneapolis and St. Cloud last week during an investigation into allegations of Medicaid claims fraud. The search warrants list possible offenses including wire fraud, healthcare fraud, and conspiracy. One of the center's Smart Therapy has received almost $14 million in state Medicaid funding. The investigation follows a probe into the $240 million Feeding Our Future scandal. A Grand Forks man could spend the next 20 years behind bars after a jury finds him guilty of kidnapping, aggravated assault, and attempted gross sexual imposition. Angel Torres Sosa took a woman to his home where he attacked her and attempted to sexually assault her. The jury deliberated for 3.5 hours before reaching a verdict. Sentencing is set for March 31st. Icy roads this weekend caused more than 230 crashes in Minnesota, including a deadly one before the winter warmed up Sunday. The State Patrol says 74-year-old William Pohl of Invergrove Heights was killed Saturday afternoon when his truck collided with another vehicle. Authorities say there were 23 injury accidents, a half dozen spinouts, and 7 jackknife semis. Officials in Fargo are moving ahead with plans to provide a new facility that would help the homeless access city services. Meeting with local community leaders Friday, Fargo Mayor Dr. Tim Mahoney outlined a proposal he plans to bring into the Fargo City Commission's next meeting, December 23rd. In September, the City Commission banned camping on public property that also provides exceptions for people with nowhere else to go. The mayor's proposed Fargo Community Care and Deflection Center would provide at least 30 services and incorporate the efforts of 30 community organizations. And the Minnesota Republican Party elects Wayzata City Councilman Alex Plikish as chair. He received more votes than outgoing state chairman and former state senator David Han, who called his 3 years leading the party an honor. Han said he would still be active in politics, adding the party is in a great position to win statewide offices in 2026. That's a look at your news. I'm Austin Erickson.
First with the news when you need to know. WDAYRadioNow.com.
Now it's time to take a look at our weather with our very own chief meteorologist, Dean Wysocki. He is back. He survived Omaha, and now we get to know the actual weather because Dean's accurate. I regurgitate. So we're glad to have you back, Dino.
So wait, you weren't doing the 3-degree guarantee?
I did do it. By the way, you're giving away about how many days were you gone?
Do we have enough?
What are you gone? You were gone for 3 days, so we're giving away 4 keychains, I believe.
4 and 3. Man, I'm not sure how you do the math on that, but boy. Well,
it's very simple math.
It's a
small town Minnesota.
It's a good thing I'm back. Hey, well, hey, good to be back, and we've got some light snow, even a little freezing mist out there in some areas. Taking a look at road condition reports right now, once you get north of Hillsboro on 29, things do get a little slippery. So up around the Grand Forks area and north of Grand Forks, a little slippery road conditions. If you're going west of the valley, also a few scattered slippery spots on 94. So just kind of slow your roll this morning. A little bit of light snow. Again, once you get north of Hillsboro, that's a reason for the scattered slippery spots out there. We're seeing a little freezing mist. Could see a few flurries left over this morning. We're currently in the 30s, 31 here at the studio, 30 in Moorhead. Euland, you're at 29, 28 in DL. Wahpeton's at 33, Jamestown's at 30, and Grand Forks at 28. This little weather system to our north will be scooting off to the east today. We'll notice our winds increasing as we head throughout the day. Northwest will be increasing 15 to 30, with highs pretty close to the freezing mark today, and then falling temperatures in the afternoon. So then tonight we're looking at mostly cloudy skies, lows in the mid-teens, breezy conditions out of the northwest, about 10 to 20, and then mostly cloudy for your Tuesday, a little bit colder with highs in the upper teens to around 20. Even colder weather heads in here for Wednesday, and we've got some accumulating snow that could impact your travel later this week. I'll have more on that coming up here after the bottom of the hour.
Awesome. Well, hey, Dino, another quick side note for you. I know you'd mentioned, you know, there are a couple of slick areas. It could be a little bit of dustings throughout the day throughout North Dakota and whatnot. Yesterday when I was on my way home from ice fishing around the Detroit Lakes area, it was right above that freezing point and actually was raining a little bit. It's more or less putting you on the spot, but is there anything travel-wise this morning that you have seen from the reports that you've been looking at all, or is it more or less, I mean, it's below freezing and the sun hasn't come up yet, just take it a little bit light and easy?
Yeah, I mean, there's nothing nothing like we had over the weekend where we had the pretty slippery travel. In fact, as Austin reported, unfortunately somebody died from the road conditions in Minnesota. Nothing like that this morning. Just scattered slippery spots out there this morning. Now, again, once we get later in this week, we'll have a little more impactful storm possible. And again, I'll run down those details coming up after the bottom of the hour.
Gotcha. Awesome. Well, thank you, Dino. Appreciate it. And we'll get back to you in a little bit. All right. We're going to head over now to ABC News, get you an update there. And then when we come back, we've got a sports update. And we'll talk a little bit about the excitement that we have coming up this week on our airwaves. You're listening to Bonnie and Friends and WDAY Radio. Back for a look on your WDAY Radio Sports on a Monday morning. On the ice over the weekend, the University of North Dakota, they would have a sweep over number 9 St. Cloud State as the Hawks take down the Huskies in a pair of matchups with a shutout victory on Friday. And then an overtime win 4-3 on Saturday evening. In college hoops over the weekend, some really awesome things happening. In men's hoops, you had North Dakota State steamroll Western Michigan 98-62. Jakari White with 19 points, 5 assists, 5 rebounds for the Bison. The Bison, I mean, this is like fringe historic what they were doing. 69% from the field, 58% from three-point range, and it was head coach Dave Richmond's 200th career victory with the Bison. Number six, MSUM took down Bemidji State 81-74. This was a game that the Dragons at one point led by 20. Bemidji got it down within 5 points in the final 5 minutes of the game, but Logan Kinsey would power the Dragons to 25 points and 8 rebounds as the Dragons improved to 9-1 on the season, 4-0 in conference play. On the women's side of hoops, MSUM defeating Bemidji State 64-55 Saturday night. Abby Berge with a 18-point performance, 9 rebounds, and 3 steals. To her credit, MSUM is now not only won 6 straight games, but head coach Carla Nelson, it was her 300th career NSIC victory with the Dragons. So congratulations to Coach Carla Nelson as she surpasses another milestone in her very, well, storied and also a historic coaching career for the Lady Dragons. Additionally, you do have tonight, you have Minnesota Vikings football as they host the Chicago Bears. The Vikings sitting at 11-2 right now. And the Bears are 4-9 in free fall at this point. I'm sure Dean's going to love that I said that on air. That's all right. 7 p.m. is kickoff. Coverage available on ABC for this one. The Vikings did clinch a playoff berth last night with the guys that wear cheese on their heads defeating the Seattle Seahawks on the road. Number two, North Dakota State, when they rolled number 7 Mercer 31-7 in the FCS quarterfinals on Saturday, they punched their ticket to the FCS semifinals this upcoming weekend, where they're going to host a rival that they had played about a month, almost 2 months ago at this point now. Number 3, South Dakota State, coming to town Saturday at 11 a.m. with a trip to the national championship game on the line in Frisco. The other semifinal will be number 1, Montana State, hosting number 4, South Dakota, at 2:30 in the afternoon. It is Montana State versus the Missouri Valley Football Conference remaining here in FCS football. Timberwolves last night take down the San Antonio Spurs 106-92, improving to 14-11 on the season. They will now welcome Karl Anthony Towns, an old friend, and his New York Knickerbockers to the Target Center on Thursday evening. And the Wild fall into the Vegas Golden Knights in a tight one, 3-2 last night. Kirill Kaprizov scoring goals 21-22 on the season. Jesper Wallstad would end up saving 24 of 27 shots he faced. That was his season debut. Wild do drop to 27-4 in that one. They will now host the Florida Panthers on Wednesday evening. And this week, we do have some spot athletics action. Want to make sure that you're aware of that one, as we'll have tonight. Let me make sure here. So tonight, we have Track Talk. It's the third Monday of the month, so Track Talk with Jason Berg from 6:30 to 8 p.m. Then tomorrow, Tuesday, Spud Boys Basketball at 7 p.m. So we'll have Primetime Sports at 6:30 into Spud Basketball at 7 o'clock. We'll have a Thursday night Boys and Girls Basketball doubleheader with the Spuds, with the girls game beginning at 6 o'clock, the boys game at 7:30. And then into the weekend, we will have Hockey Guys on Saturday morning at 9 a.m., followed by a Spud Boys and Girls Hockey doubleheader starting at 3 p.m. with the girls hockey matchup Saturday afternoon into the evening hours. That is December 21st. And that should wrap up, actually, the high school athletic slate until Christmas at that point. That's Saturday, December 21st, boys and girls hockey doubleheader here on WDAY Radio. Going to keep plugging it here all morning long, but I will be this afternoon. I'll be at El Agave in Fargo on 45th Street as we will have from 4 to 6 p.m. We'll have an opportunity to register. I'll be live there. I'll be jumping in with Jay Thomas. There's Top Shelf made from scratch margaritas for just $12 with any entree purchase. All kinds of great food. I'm a big, big sucker for anything queso related. And I'm also fajitas. One of those guys. I'm a big fajita guy. When you can get those sizzling fajitas and you get those vegetables on there, the green peppers and the onions, that little bit of char on it, but also the good flavor and seasoning there. And
fajitas are good for you too.
Yeah, just the homemade tortillas. I know I very traditionally get flour, but I love getting corn tortillas from Mexican restaurants because you know that they're fresh pressed and made right there. I mean, so within a couple of minutes of you ordering them. And so I'm very much, I have a weakness for that realm of culinary, and I'm not as culinarily inclined, if that's a term. I've never attempted it on my own because I'm afraid to, so I rely on them to make sure that I enjoy my cuisine.
There you go. And again, this trip that we're giving away, the Desperado Vegas Dream Trip, it is brought to us by American Security and Gate. James, did you hear there's a gentleman in Colorado got pulled over for drinking? Did you hear the story?
Not December. I don't think 4th, this one specifically.
Officers asked him how many drinks he had. He said probably 10, and then he proceeded to tell them that he was a professional drinker.
Everybody's got a profession.
He said, "Yeah, so I am a professional drinker." As he caused a multi-vehicle car accident.
Oh, gull.
Mm-hmm. They held him off. Thankfully, nobody was injured in the crash. And they haven't released the driver's name yet, but.
Oh, gull. Well, that is one way to go about it when they ask what you're doing, but at the same, that's ridiculous. That's...
But his response was that he was a professional drinker.
God, golly.
They gave him a breathalyzer, and it came back 0.326, which is over 4 times the legal limit.
0.326.
Oh,
my God. Mm-hmm. How was he? Because I don't know how that thing even turned, how he got it to turn over the vehicle. Jeez.
Because he said he's a professional drinker.
Either way, though, I don't know how you're upright at that point.
And the way he told the officer is he says, hey, I'm going to tell you right now, I'm a professional drinker.
Jeez.
It was right before they did the breathalyzer.
Good golly. That is, I feel, a banana story in the morning.
Yeah.
I think that's right along line with that one. That is just that's not swell.
No, not cool. Not cool at all.
Not at all. We're going to take a quick break. We come back and we'll continue some of those stories. And if you're curious, is Carson Wentz going to be stepping in for Patrick Mahomes after the sprained ankle yesterday afternoon? That's going to be
the scoop. Do you have the scoop?
That could be some murmuring throughout the entire week
as
they get ready for game week this upcoming weekend. The Chiefs, the top seed currently in the AFC. Maybe Carson Wentz gets a second crack at it. We'll find out, and we'll look into it a little bit. Listen to Bonnie and Friends on WDAY Radio. I'm through standing in line. The clubs I'll never get in. It's like the bottom of the ninth, and I'm never going to win this. Life hasn't turned out quite the way I want it to be. Welcome back to Bonnie and Friends. Big Game Jam for Cardi with Janae White.
Okay, let's talk about
this. The Coffee Club.
We know Patrick Mahomes got injured.
Yeah, he did with that sprained ankle yesterday.
Carson stepped in.
Carson Wentz did. It was towards the later stages of the game. Carson, he had 2 pass attempts. He completed both of them for 20 yards on Sunday afternoon. He'd have 3 carries for no yards. I mean, so you kind of have those scrambles and things of those sorts. They positive, negative, things of those sorts. The Chiefs did win over the Browns 21-7. They improved to 13-1 in the season. They currently have a 2-game lead over the Bills for the top overall seed in the AFC at this point. But you're wondering, and now some people said, you know, Patty wants to, of course, play this upcoming weekend, but at the same point, now that he's rested up for a day, what does he feel like when he wakes up this morning?
Yeah.
And kind of going through that whole...
So it's a sprain?
A high ankle sprain
high ankle
of sorts.
Sprain.
Yep.
Should rest it
and
for
he
a while.
Is, he's battled through things like this in his career, so it's nothing out of the ordinary for him to play on that.
Yeah.
He did it. He's done it in the postseason a couple of times. He actually was battling through, I forget what the injury was, but it was a lower body, like kind of ankle, calf-ish injury when they played against the Buccaneers in the Super Bowl like 4 years ago.
Mm-hmm.
And when the Buccaneers
that.
Beat them. So and he wasn't very mobile east and west. So hopefully that they would want to look and get him 100% here at this point. But who knows with that competitive edge that he has in him, because the Chiefs also, they play a day early this week. So because with the holiday season coming up and they have all the different games and excitement, they're actually hosting the Houston Texans on Saturday at noon on NBC. So it's a Saturday matinee type of matchup at noon kickoff. And so you would imagine that they would want Patrick to get up to 100%. They have that extra leeway in the seeding right now with a couple of games in hand on the Buffalo Bills at the same point. They've also clinched their division mm-hmm. at this point. You only have 3 games remaining in the regular season. Carson Wentz, you know, he has had an up-and-down career, but when given opportunities with talent around him, he has played overall pretty darn well. So you're wondering if he'll be the starting quarterback come Saturday.
We'll have
and
to see
they're going
to
keep it pretty tight-lipped, too. I mean, even though Patrick Mahomes currently has that injury, he did not finish out the game on Sunday, they're going to do everything in their power to, regardless of whoever of those two starts, to make everybody think that it's going to be Patrick, yeah. I would imagine,
yeah.
going into that noon kickoff on Saturday
afternoon. They can't spill their secrets.
Yeah, no, that game. Would be... That wouldn't be right, right? No, it's there was actually a photo. I'm sure some people will love it that I'm going sports-centric now. That's all right, though. Jahmyr Gibbs posted a photo on social media. He was posting around on Instagram. And in the background, when he had posted that social media post with a teammate, they had all of their terminology for play calls and audibles on a whiteboard behind him for that week's game. And Coach Dan Campbell was not aware of it until he had a press conference
a
couple of hours later.
They didn't have plays on the whiteboard, did they?
They had the play calls and the terminology and, whatever it is, the red nine ostrich into a bootleg or
they posted that up on social media.
It was in the background of that social media post.
Do they
post.
Know you can enlarge things and see that? That wasn't very bright.
He was slightly in the doghouse.
I can see why.
Yeah, kind of crazy. Kind of crazy in that capacity, and you just think to yourself, what in God's green earth did make him think to, or make him not think of something to that extent?
Yeah.
But some people aren't the brightest. I mean,
not good, not good at all.
Yeah, just
that's for sure. You can't be doing that.
They did lose to the Bills yesterday. So is there something behind that? To the Bills? Are the Bills like, oh. All right, yeah. When they say chocolate mint brownie, that means they're going to run the ball between the guards or whatever the heck the terminology
chocolate
is for
mint
the
brownie. Huh?
I don't know what the audible terminology is, but there's a possibility there, right?
Uh huh. There is.
Now maybe mine's more culinary, based off of how I would make calls. I know that we had different calls, in football and specifically when I was playing. That you would do based off of like certain regions or things of those sorts, or you'd use cities, or of course you have Peyton Manning's very famous Omaha,
yeah,
his kill check down of just yelling Omaha repeatedly and screaming that to the high heavens, and so that there was a lot of things. I'm sure you could probably still find it. I mean, there had to have been, I don't know, 50, 60 different play call audibles and terminologies for that week. And that also makes you wonder how much time and effort they got to put into each and every week, when they switch up that terminology to being right on top of it. I mean, that's crazy.
You would
think
it would get confusing, right?
Oh, like switching unbelievably up like that confusing. From week to week I don't know how in the heck they're able to do kind of comprehend all those different things.
It would be hard.
I'm still up in arms about this professional drinker guy.
Mm-hmm.
There's body cam footage, huh?
Or are you watching the body cam footage? I never watched.
No. I probably shouldn't.
Just read it, but just said he was a professional drinker when he got pulled over. Mm-hmm.
Jeez. Well,
Dr. Z is coming on with us today.
Yeah, he'll be on 8:10, I believe, right?
Mm-hmm.
I've got the sheet here. Yeah, the sheet. Yeah. Yep.
I don't know what's planned. I just know.
Let's see. We'll be talking with him. We'll be talking low back pain, red flags.
Okay.
Number one cause of chronic LBP, damage to the discs between the bones. Oh, interesting stuff today.
Very interesting.
Yeah. We're gonna get the scoop on recovery as well.
And then also, too, I believe it was Saturday, Governor Armstrong now.
Oh, yeah.
He began the term as the 34th governor of North Dakota.
He was sworn in on Saturday.
He was sworn in on Sunday. He was sworn in yesterday. Okay, that's how it went. Sworn in Friday, started Sunday.
Perfect.
He had
family there, yeah. And I saw the photos of it. And
his family was there. Mm-hmm. I think Burgum was there as well, and Catherine.
I suppose, yeah. Having to be there to pass the torch off.
Yeah. So that was some big news over the weekend.
Yeah, right there. Here's my note. 8:10, Dr. Z. I just have to look deeper into my notes.
It says here, too, that, Randy Moss, have you heard the news about him and his cancer.
Yep.
Okay, so let's see. Thielen, who is currently playing for the Carolina Panthers. Did you see this?
Yeah, Adam Thielen wore a Randy Moss jersey, a vintage one.
Yes.
Entering the stadium yesterday.
I'm just seeing this. That's really cool.
Yep, because Randy Moss is battling cancer, and he had released a video on social media saying that he had beat it, actually. So he had said on social media in a handful of minute video on his, I believe it was his Instagram account, if I remember right, what I was looking at, that he was a cancer survivor, Randy Moss was. And I know he's been pretty absent in recent days from his work with ESPN and doing the different skits and his Moss segment and all those different sorts of things. So it was really, really sad and tough to not see him out there, because he just said, hey, he's battling something internally. He could use those prayers. And then he had popped back up over the weekend, and really, really positive, uplifting thing there. But at the same point as well for Adam Thielen, you know, even though he's not,
that's really cool.
Even
that he
though
did that.
He's currently wearing Carolina blue, he is Detroit Lake. You know, he's a local kid, Detroit Lakes, and into Minnesota State Mankato to play for college football, and he was a Minnesota Viking for around a decade, and he always will be a homegrown Minnesota talent. So it was really heartwarming to see that. In
super
honoring
cool.
of him there in that capacity. So, yeah, it'll be – we just keep plugging away each and every day. You never know. I mean, you know, life is crazy, and the amount of twists and turns that it takes on a day-by-day basis, and we've seen it here ourselves with our very own coworkers, and we just got to be thankful and appreciative for each and every day that we do have. And I know with our Jace Denman, he is making steady improvements day by day, and I know he was pretty fired up on the weekend when we were both watching Dragon Basketball. And I was broadcasting the games, and he was shooting me messages back and forth about, they got to do this, tell coach that. And I'm like, I'm not going to get yelled at, Jace. Sorry. But, he's getting better day by day, and he is really, really close, I think, to being able to make some pretty big strides.
So
which I'm
still planning on hopefully coming home, like, very, very soon.
I believe, yeah, hopefully.
Still the plan?
Hopefully.
We miss him around here.
As far
sure.
as I'm aware, yep. So we'll get those details, you know, as day by day he gets a little bit closer to coming home. And who knows, he'll be courtside with us before we know it. But it's time for us to head to the WDAY radio newsroom with Austin Erickson.
News this morning is sponsored by Consolidated Communications. Talk to Consolidated about their cloud secure service. Find more information at consolidated.com/cybersecurity. The Border Patrol says it's seen a significant increase recently in illegal border crossings at the North Dakota-Canada border. The U.S. Border Patrol's Grand Forks sector says agents in Pembina intercepted 8 Romanians trying to cross illegally in a pickup in early November. Authorities say they've also seized 10 illegal vehicles since October 1st. They're asking communities to report any suspicious activity. A Grand Forks man could spend the next 20 years behind bars after a jury finds him guilty of kidnapping, aggravated assault, and attempted gross sexual imposition. Angel Torres Sosa took a woman to his home where he attacked her and attempted to sexually assault her. The jury deliberated for 3.5 hours before reaching a verdict. Sentencing is set for March 31st. The Fargo Police Department says it's working on homeless camps in the city during a police advisory and oversight board meeting. Lieutenant Travis Moser said since the enactment of the camping resolution in September, several campsites have been removed. He adds campsites are still up, but the amount and locations are still being worked on in the event a medical emergency happens and to check for compliance. Mosier says the department has weekly meetings to determine next steps. Minnesota Governor Tim Walz says there will be a significant package of fraud prevention measures for lawmakers to consider next session. His comments follow FBI raids on autism treatment centers in Minneapolis and St. Cloud last week during an investigation into allegations of Medicaid claims fraud. The search warrants listed possible offenses including wire fraud, healthcare fraud, and conspiracy. One of the centers, Smart Therapy, has received almost $14 million in state Medicaid funding. The investigation follows a probe into the $240 million Feeding Our Future scandal. Today is the first day of full day of the Kelly Armstrong administration in North Dakota. Governor Armstrong and Lieutenant Governor Michelle Strinden took their oath of office Friday and assumed office on Sunday. Former Governor Doug Burgum is preparing for Senate confirmation hearings for his nomination for Interior Secretary. And the House Republican Steering Committee selects North Dakota Congresswoman-elect Julie Fedorchak to serve on the Committee on Energy and Commerce. Fedorchak says she's honored and humbled. She is the first freshman member of Congress in 14 years to be seated on the Energy and Commerce Committee upon assuming office, one of the three A committees on the House of Representatives, typically reserved for more senior members. Fedorchak will be sworn in January 3rd. That's a look at your headlines. I'm Austin Erickson.
First with the news when you need to know. WDAYRadioNow.com.
Now, a quick check of your local weather with our very own chief meteorologist, Dean Wysocki. Dino, the sun is not up yet, but I think conditions are improving a little bit.
Yeah, we're not going to see much sun today. So if you're if you're a sun worshiper, if you're planning on going out, maybe catching a slight tan, not going to happen today. Not going to happen today. Well, and if you're out trying to catch a tan, then I think there's somewhere else that you need to be. That's for sure. We're looking at a little bit of light snow, freezing mist on radar right now. There are some slippery road conditions to the north of the FM area, let's say north of Hillsboro up through Grand Forks. Crookston, Thief River areas have some slippery travel as well. Not too bad as you go out into Lakes Country or south of the FM area, mainly just wet roads. But be careful because those temperatures are hovering right around that freezing mark. And we'll see this this little light snow freezing mist come to an end as we head towards lunchtime. It's going to be blustery this afternoon with northwest winds increasing 15 to 30. Highs today pretty close to the freezing mark and then falling temperatures as we head into the afternoon. Then tonight mainly cloudy mid-teens for your low with northwest winds on the breezy side. And then Tuesday lighter winds, mostly cloudy, highs only around 20. And then Wednesday, probably the coldest day of the week, or pretty close to it, with highs only around 12 above. Now, a pretty robust clipper system comes our way Wednesday night into Thursday. So I know our ice anglers have been very happy with the conditions we've had, but our snowmobilers aren't. We need a little more we need a little more snowpack out there. And it looks like we will get that opportunity, especially into Thursday. Now, our models are all over the place, giving us anywhere from 2 to 12 inches. So the 12 inches is a little out of hand. But right now, it does look like a pretty decent shot at 2 to 4 inches of snow as we head into Thursday before colder weather follows that system as we head into the upcoming weekend. So hopefully we can make our snowmobilers happy. I know 2 inches not going to do a whole lot, but if we can get a nice 4-inch snowpack down, that would help things out for our winter enthusiasts. Everybody, I can hear Janae. I can hear Janae, 4 inches. Man, I got to drive in that. But, hey, we need the moisture. We need the snow. So and we'll get a little bit of that as we head into later this week.
Definitely. I know when I was out ice fishing yesterday, you saw a lot of the side-by-sides with tracks on them, even though I don't think they needed them at this point, and a lot of four-wheelers at this point. Because the smaller lake I was at around Detroit Lakes, there was right in that realm of about 10 inches out there, and it was solid, clear ice for the most part. There
That's
was
awesome.
A couple of smaller spots you could tell while the lake was freezing over that there was some of that kind of foggier, kind of cloudier ice, I'm sure, where the wind was blowing and there was some imperfections, but there was the majority of the lake was very solid, clear ice. I know Steve Carney's been talking about it, and winter enthusiasts are loving it, but as you had mentioned, those snowmobilers, I know my parents have a couple of snowmobiles, and they have them ready to go, but yeah, there is absolutely no snow. It's all about ice fishing right now until we get a little bit of snowfall.
Yeah, we'll get a little bit of that later this week. And then later this week, hopefully by Wednesday, I'm putting together our calendar, our LRC calendar, to kind of time out these storms a little bit better. But the LRC is predicting, on average, probably only close to about 30 inches of snow here this winter. Now, we could get in on if a couple of these storms that are predicted to be to our south lift a little further north than expected, we could get a little closer to 50 because a couple of these systems are going to be big ones just down to our south. And I think our best chance of seeing any of the bigger ones are probably going to become closer to March, unfortunately. But again, we'll have that calendar kind of detailed out for you later on this week.
Man, awesome. Well, hey, thank you, Dino. Appreciate it. And we'll check in with you again next hour.
You got it.
And we had Weather This Hour brought to you by Schmidt's Gems. Trust the team of jewelry experts at Schmidt's Gems. They make it easy for you to pick out something she will love. Schmidt's Gems and Fine Jewelry in Fargo. Find out more online at schmidtsjewelry.com. We're going to go get a check of your national ABC News and then the American Ag Network. And we come back, another sports update right here on Bonnie and Friends on WDAY Radio. Now time for a quick check on your WDAY Radio Sports. Over the weekend, the Fargo Force wrapping up their pre-Christmas slate with a couple of matchups against the Sioux Falls Stampede Friday night. The Force really weren't able to get anything kick-started offensively as they, in front of just shy of 3,700 fans, they fell 4-0 to that Stampede squad. But Saturday night, they got their revenge, a 6-4 victory in front of 4,733 fans at Shields Arena. That is an incredible number of people, a full packed house indeed. Their next matchup will be actually at Young Arena in Waterloo as they battle the Blackhawks. That won't be back until the weekend of December 28th and 29th, though. So a couple of weeks off. I know the entire team at this point has begun traveling back home to visit family for Christmas, take a little bit of time to decompress, and same with the coaches as well. Keeping things on the ice, the University of North Dakota, the Fighting Hawks, number 16 team in the land. They swept number 9 St. Cloud State over the weekend. A shutout victory Friday night, an overtime win on Saturday, and Nodak with a opportunity and a bid now to climb the rankings as we approach the new year rankings in college hockey. Minnesota Vikings will be hosting the Chicago Bears at 7 o'clock tonight. The game coverage available nationally on ABC, and the Vikings clinching a playoff berth. Because of the guys that wear cheese on their heads, the Green Bay Football Packers, as they defeated the Seattle Seahawks on Sunday Night Football last night. So that made it all official for the Vikings, who are currently 11-2, to punch their ticket to the postseason. The Lions, a 12-2 football team. The Vikings with a chance to be able to tie up the division, even though the Lions do currently own the tiebreaker. But the Vikings, with a victory tonight against the Bears, will be able to have their destiny in their own hands, knowing that they play the Lions to wrap up the regular season in a couple of weeks, as the Vikings with this will be their first of their final four games in the regular season. Number 2 seed in North Dakota State football, rolling number 7 seed Mercer 31-7 in the FCS quarterfinals on Saturday. That punches their ticket to the national semifinals, where they will host number 3 seed South Dakota State at 11 a.m. this upcoming Saturday, late morning hours at the Fargo Dome. The other matchup in the semifinals will be number 1 Montana State hosting number 4 South Dakota. That game will follow the Bison and Jacks matchup at 2:30 in the afternoon. The winner of those two games heads to a battle in Frisco for the national championship for the FCS in early January. Wild fall into the Vegas Golden Knights 3-2 last night. Kirill Kaprizov scoring 2 goals in that one. The Wild fall into 27-4 on the season. They will host the Florida Panthers on Wednesday night. And the Timberwolves, with a 106-92 victory over the Spurs last night, they improved to 14-11 on the season. And they will welcome in a old friend to the Target Center on Thursday night, where Carl Anthony Towns and his New York Knickerbockers will be welcomed into the Target Center by the Pack on Saturday evening. We're going to take a quick break. We come back, we're approaching the music flashback. You're listening to Bonnie and Friends on WDAY Radio. Welcome back to Bonnie and Friends. If your business has a fence or a gate project that needs to get done in 2025, then you need to see American Security and Gate in Fargo. Put $200 down before February 1st and save $1,000 off your project. They've done many projects in the area, like Rowe Farms, Yonkers Farms, Rendezvous Park, and Pelican Rapids Aquatic Center, just to name a few. So get that fence or gate project in your budget for 2025 and save $1,000 when you put down $200 before February 1st. Find security is just a click away. Online at fencecompanyfargo.com. We're going to go back to the American Ag Network, and we're approaching that 3-degree guarantee. That's in an hour from now, but your music flashback on Bonnie and Friends on WDAY Radio. Coming up in music flashback, find out who filed a lawsuit against McDonald's in Canada seeking $14 million for using an imitation of his voice back in 1991. That's music flashback coming up in moments here on WDAY Radio.
Oh, does this mean it's flashback time?
Yes, indeed.
In 1970, 5 singles and 5 albums by, we call it CCR, but it's Creedence Clearwater Revival, were certified gold. The singles were Down on the Corner, Looking Out My Back Door, Traveling Band, Bad Moon Rising, and Up Around the Bend.
Well, I mean, it's some, I learned that. I didn't. I've always heard CCR. I didn't know the.
You didn't know what it stood for?
Yeah, no, I had no idea. I'm a child though.
You usually do hear CCR, yeah.
In 1972, Billy Paul started a 3-week run at number one with "Me and Mrs. Jones." That was his biggest hit, but Paul was a Grammy Award-winning soul singer who had several other songs that made the Billboard and R&B charts. He died of pancreatic cancer back in 2016. He was 81 years old.
In 1975, the Bay City Rollers received their first gold record for the song "Saturday Night." The Scottish pop group was one of the most screamed at teeny bopper acts of the 70s. They were the first of many acts to be called the biggest thing since the Beatles. At the height of their success, they even signed a deal to promote breakfast cereal.
In 1991, Chubby Checker filed a lawsuit against McDonald's in Canada, seeking $14 million for using an imitation of his voice. The song "The Twist" was being used in a commercial promoting McTwist French fries. The fast food chain countered that it was actually a sound-alike of Hank Ballard, who wrote the tune and recorded it 2 years before Checker, and that Ballard had been paid for it. Controversy with the Golden Arch.
I guess, yeah. Don't you really love her?
Hey, I'm all about Party in the USA. We know that.
I can buy myself a flower. In 2013, Miley Cyrus took out a $1 million insurance policy on, guess what? Her tongue. Miley's tongue often makes headlines, and getting it insured was part of her trademarked image. The singer, songwriter, actress, and
philanthropist.
Thank you. My mind couldn't come up. My mind couldn't go there. Is one of the most successful entertainers in adulthood who started out as a child. She also has, her and Bruno Mars have a thing going, a lawsuit with the song right now, Flowers.
Oh, yeah. I remember seeing that. Nobody can be satisfied. Well, having a birthday today, Billy Gibbons of ZZ Top, 75. They've been around since 1970. The band is in the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. Dusty Hill passed away in July of 2011. That's part of the notes there. That's a very low way to wrap up the music flashback today.
Yeah, no kidding.
That's what I get for not proofing that one. I would have left it out otherwise. But yeah, we are WDAY Radio, AM 970, FM 93.1, Fargo, and off to the WDAY Radio newsroom with Austin Erickson. We go.
News this hour is brought to you by Summit Carbon Solutions. Visit summitcarbonsolutions.com to learn how this project is creating more economic opportunities for ethanol producers and strengthening the market for corn growers in North Dakota. The Border Patrol says it's seen a significant increase recently in illegal border crossings at the North Dakota-Canada border. The U.S. Border Patrol's Grand Forks sector says agents in Pembina intercepted 8 Romanians trying to cross illegally in a pickup in early November. Authorities say they've also seized 10 illegal vehicles since October 1st. They're asking communities to report anything suspicious. Minnesota Governor Tim Walz says there will be a significant package of fraud prevention measures for lawmakers to consider next session. His comments follow FBI raids on autism treatment centers in Minneapolis and St. Cloud last week during an investigation into allegations of Medicaid claims fraud. The search warrants list possible offenses, including wire fraud, healthcare fraud, and conspiracy. One of the centers, Smart Therapy, has received almost $14 million in state Medicaid funding. The investigation follows a probe into the $240 million Feeding Our Future scandal. Icy roads this weekend caused more than 230 crashes in Minnesota, including a deadly one before the weather warmed up Sunday. The State Patrol says 74-year-old William Pohl of Invergrove Heights was killed Saturday afternoon when his truck collided with another vehicle. Authorities say there were 23 injury crashes, a half dozen spinouts, and 7 jackknife semis statewide. Fargo officials are moving ahead with plans to provide a new facility that would help the homeless access city services. Meeting with local community leaders Friday, Fargo Mayor Dr. Tim Mahoney outlined a proposal he plans to bring to the Fargo City Commission's next meeting December 23rd. In September, the City Commission banned camping on public property that includes exceptions for people with nowhere else to go. The mayor's proposed Fargo Community Care and Deflection Center would provide at least 30 services and incorporate the efforts of 30 community organizations. And the Minnesota Republican Party elects Wayzata City Councilman Alex Plakash as chair. He received more votes than outgoing state chairman and former state senator David Hand, who called his 3 years leading the party an honor. Hand said he would still be active in politics, adding the party is in a great position to win statewide offices in 2026. That's a look at your news. I'm Austin Erickson.
First with the news when you need to know. WDAYRadioNow.com.
Now we go over to the Skywatch Weather Center with our chief meteorologist, Dean Wysocki. Dino, when is the winter solstice? Do you have the date down? Is that like 4 or 5 days?
Yep.
So we'll start getting longer days after that, right? That's the peak of short days, I suppose. I probably mixed that up slightly.
You know what? I couldn't have done it much better myself, so I think you're spot on there, buddy. No, we're looking at it's going to feel a little more like winter as we head throughout this upcoming week. As we were saying earlier, you know, our ice anglers are happy, but, man, the snowmobilers aren't, and we're really lacking snow. And we've got more in the forecast. I don't see a huge storm, but it should definitely be enough to hopefully get some of those sleds out there later on this week. We've got a little bit of junk on radar right now. That's the easiest way to put it. Producing a little bit of slippery travel north of Hillsboro, up through Grand Forks, over towards Crookston, Thief River. You go from the FM area south and east into Lakes Country. Really not that bad, but temperatures are hovering right around that freezing mark from the 94 corridor southward. So a little bit of freezing mist possible. A few flurries to our north. Could see some minor accumulation, half inch, up towards Grand Forks, Crookston, Thief area. But other than that, we're not looking at anything. As a quick-moving system moves off to our east, we'll see all that precip shut down by lunchtime. It's going to turn blustery. We're at our high for the day, 32, and we'll see falling temperatures late this afternoon with northwest winds increasing. And then tonight, mainly cloudy, mid-teens. Tomorrow, a cold one, mostly cloudy, right around 19 or 20. And then Wednesday, we'll have partly cloudy skies. We'll see a little sun on Wednesday, but it's going to be cold. Highs only in the teens. Man. And then Thursday, we'll see a pretty strong clipper system come into the area. Right now, it looks like anywhere between 2 to 5 inches of snow. There were a couple models trying to, you know, pump out 8 inches. That seems a little high, but I can see some areas maybe in the far northern valley getting closer to a half a foot. So we'll keep an eye on that for Thursday. And then cold weather for the end of the week, end of the weekend with temperatures in the teens. So whatever we do get, we'll stick around for a while. But definitely we'll keep an eye on that Thursday system. That provides a little more hope for, again, for our snowmobilers to get a little bit of a snowpack down.
You're really toying with those snowmobilers, Dino. You keep talking about how they've had like 2 years of no snow, and now they have to pump their brakes when it looks like there's going to be some because we're not going to get as much as they're anticipating.
Right. Well, that's what I mean. I don't want to get anybody's hopes up. Typically, these clipper systems, they don't bring much more than like 6 would be pushing it. So we'll see what it brings later this week. Hopefully, hey, if we can get 4 to 6 inch snowpack down, I think that's enough. I mean, we'd like more. A nice foot on the ground would be great for snowmobiling, but I think a lot of the snowmobilers are itching. If we got 4 to 6, I think they'd be out.
Yeah. Oh, I can only imagine. I have to imagine part of this is your fault, too, for not buying that snowmobile 2 years ago you talked about.
I was going to.
You were
going to
buy it 2 years ago, and we haven't gotten snow since you had made that threat and didn't follow through with it.
Well, hey, I'm willing to take donations. I mean, you know, we'll take a discounted sled, and if that helps get us more snow, I'm willing to do that.
There are some people that are screaming at their radios right now at us for asking for some of that, and there's
other people
that are cheering for us. So it's a funny mix that we have up here in the Upper Midwest. Thank you, Dino.
Love it. You got it.
We had weather this hour brought to you by the North Dakota Petroleum Foundation. We're going to go to a break. We come back and an update on sports. You're listening to Bonnie and Friends on WDAY Radio. Now a check on your Monday morning WDAY Radio Sports. Big game, James McCarty. I just said that in third person. That felt real weird. I don't know if I like that. I might not do that ever again. We'll see. We had over the weekend in USHL hockey, the Fargo Forest, they fell to the Sioux Falls Stampede 4-0 on Friday night, but they got the revenge Saturday evening. They still gave up 4 goals, but they scored 6 on Saturday for a 6-4 win. 4,733 fans in attendance at Shields Arena. Hats off to you guys at Shields Arena. That's an incredible showing for a juniors hockey game on Saturday night. The Forest are now off for 2 weeks. They return on Saturday, December 28th. They have a matchup, a weekend series in Waterloo, a couple of matchups Saturday and Sunday, the 28th and 29th. So they're going to be off. Most of the guys, in talking with Coach Skinner and Spratt, sounds as though the Forest, as unideal as it is, most of the young men are going to be traveling home late on Christmas Day into the day after, because they have some things to attest to. The day after Christmas is when they start getting back into the swing of things, with that first game being that Saturday. So they start up Thursday, getting practice in and stuff of those sorts, that after Christmas. Then Friday is a travel day, and then they have that Saturday-Sunday series. North Dakota, the number 16 team in the land in men's hockey, sweeping number 9 St. Cloud State over the weekend. A couple of huge wins, not only for NCHC standings, but also for national standings for that Fighting Hawks squad. So hats off to them over the weekend, ending the pre-Christmas slate on a high note. College hoops over the weekend, NDSU's men's basketball team steamrolling Western Michigan 98-62. They shot 69% from the field, 58% from three-point range. Jakari White had 19 points to lead the way, and that win was actually head coach Dave Richmond's 200th career victory with the Bison, so congratulations to coach there. Number 6 MSUM taking down Bemidji State 81-74 Saturday. Logan Kinsey, 25 points, 8 boards for the Dragons. And in women's hoops, MSUM defeats Bemidji State 64-55. The Lady Dragons, after beginning the season 0-4, they've now won 6 straight. They're 4-0 in NSIC play. Abby Berge had 18 points, 9 rebounds, and 3 steals in that win over the Beavers on Saturday night. And with that 6th straight win, it was actually head coach Carla Nelson's 300th career win in NSIC play. So congratulations to Coach Nelson, as it's a whole lot of victories and a whole lot more to go for her and those Dragons here this season. A heads up for Bison football this weekend. The number 2-seeded Bison will be hosting number 3-seed South Dakota State Saturday at 11 a.m. in FCS semifinal number 1. And then the second semifinal will be number 1 Montana State hosting number 4 South Dakota at 2:30. The winner of those two matchups has a date in Frisco in early January for the FCS championship. And tonight, the Minnesota Vikings will be hosting the Chicago Bears at 7 p.m. on ABC. Vikings clinching a playoff berth last night when the Packers defeated the Seahawks on Sunday Night Football. The Bears fall to the Bills, so the Lions are currently 12-2 on the season. The Vikings are 11-2 with a victory. The Vikings could tie in the division standings with the Lions at 12-2, even though the Lions currently have the tiebreaker. But if the Vikings were to win out, they would be able to take the division. It'll be interesting to see how everything ends up shaking out here over the last, for most teams, 3, but for the Vikings, 4 regular season games here now. As we look towards some stories for a couple of minutes before we get to our ag director, Bridget Riedel, here in a couple of minutes. She's going to have some exciting things to get to us with the ag world. And I'm always like a child who's very curious with Bridget, where I ask all these kind of questions, you know, prices of farm fresh eggs versus, you know, eggs that are in the stores, to whatever else is going on. The drones that we've been talking about as of late and all those things. We'll get to those in a couple of minutes, because there's a story in the AP that came out over the weekend where a Detroit area library allowed a Chicago man to keep his overdue baseball book.
Okay, how overdue was it?
50 years.
Yeah, I've heard stories about...
Mm-hmm. It was baseball's zaniest star. So
did they make him pay like a fine?
That's funny. So 50 years later, a man who grew up in a suburban Detroit suburb tried to return a very overdue baseball book to his boyhood library, and the answer is you can keep it and there's no fine. So Chuck Hildebrandt, 63, of Chicago, said he visited the public library in Warren while in town for Thanksgiving, carrying a book titled Baseball's Zaniest Stars. He had borrowed back in 1974 as a 13-year-old baseball nut, but never returned it. He said, quote, "When you're moving with a bunch of books and you're not examining every book, you throw them into a box and go." And he has lived in many cities, but 5 or 6 years ago when he was going through a bookshelf, there was a Dewey Decimal library number on the book. And I remember going through that when I was in grade school and seeing those. and going through that whole system. So, yeah, inside the book, a slip of paper indicating that it was due back at the Warren Library on December 4th of 1974. And so on the 50th anniversary, he decided to keep the book until 2024. For the 50th anniversary, and then he decided to return it, figuring the librarian might want to publicize the long overdue exchange. So that's wild.
You've heard of stories like that before. Somebody was cleaning out a family member's attic and found a book, or, you know, I've heard stories like that before. Mm-hmm, interesting.
Just nuts. And it looks like when he met with a library director who listened to his pitch, he said he hadn't heard anything like that since then. Although it looks as though the library did tell the Detroit Free Press that all is forgiven for this long overdue book. And so, yeah, it's really just kind of funny. So,
yeah.
Let's see. Right here they have this. So, baseball's zaniest stars, back on his bookshelf. In return, he's now trying to raise $4,564. For Reading is Fundamental, a nonprofit legacy group, or literacy group, excuse me. Goodness, I need more caffeine this morning. It's that's about the rough amount that a 50-year overdue library book would cost. He began seeding the effort with.
Wait, how much would it cost? Did you say?
Yeah, $4,564. That's the estimated total.
Yeah, yep. And overdue
it
fees.
Would cost, and so he began this journey towards trying to reach that for that nonprofit literacy group with a $457 donation himself to get the ball rolling on that. So, yeah, it's kind of one of those things where it's a funny story. It turns into a little bit serious, and then in the end, there's a good cause in the end for it. So, pretty darn cool.
It's a feel
good
story.
Yeah, oh, yeah, definitely.
You know,
it's something that you need on a Monday morning, especially when it's 7:19 in the morning, and I still have yet to even see a flirt of the sun. In any capacity. I'm of the elk of people that I would settle for the days being similar in daylight year round versus getting only 8 hours of sunlight or daylight of sorts in these colder months. That's just me personally, though.
Here's another story for you. And okay. I saw this in Bonnie's channel and I thought, oh my goodness, my husband and I, we actually saw this same thing last weekend.
Oh boy.
This past weekend, I don't remember what day, Saturday, maybe Friday. So police in Wyoming are reminding residents to decorate their homes and not their cars. A vehicle was pulled over. It was a Ford Mustang. In Wyoming, the Highway Patrol pulled it over because it was decked out in colorful lights all over. The whole car was decked out. I kid you not, the other night, it must have been Friday night, we were coming home. It was dark. We were on 19th Avenue. In North Fargo, and we saw a car that was completely decked out.
I've seen a couple of them.
And Christmas lights.
They've had like the tinseling of sorts that you would like wrap around. You'd wrap around like your spindling of your house. I've seen those around like the antennas of vehicles, and I've seen
the
stuffed animals. I've seen Christmas lights wrapped around cars.
Yes.
I've seen all kinds of crazy. I mean, it's a good reminder because you know some people think, well, it's. You know, it's my vehicle, but at the same point, they have regulations like that to keep everybody safe on the roads as well.
So I don't know the laws in North Dakota about your vehicle being strung with lights, but in Wyoming, it is illegal.
Yeah, so I mean, sometimes it's even just looking at the local legislature to see and find that out. But we got to go to break. We come back, and we're going to be joined by Ag Director Bridget Riedel. Let's see. We've got the EPA advisory board member. Okay, that was a great tease there. Testing to begin of fluid milk. So we're going to find out everything in the ag world with Bridget Riedel here in just a moment on Bonnie and Friends on WDAY Radio. It's time for our agriculture update with our very own ag director, Bridget Riedel. Good morning, Bridget. Hopefully you enjoyed your weekend.
Good morning. Absolutely. And I heard you talking about lights on cars, and I have a little quick story for that. One of the first years that the Bison played in Texas, a friend of mine and his college buddies decided kind of at the last minute, they're like, we got tickets, we're going down there. And they wrapped green lights around the luggage rack on the top of a Tahoe as they were driving. And they got stopped in Kansas. And the police officer in Kansas, it was like 4 a.m, they'd been driving all night. And the police officer said, look, I hate to tell you guys this, you know, those are illegal. You got to take them off. Okay, no problem. Thanks for the warning. He said, by the way, I have seen vehicle after vehicle with North Dakota plates on it. Are you all evacuating? Is there something bad going on up there? So, yes, that was one of the first migrations to Frisco, Texas.
That's funny.
Oh, that is
great.
Story.
Yeah,
it is a great
story. Well, it'll be to Nashville in the next couple of years, possibly.
Sign me up. Yeah. I've done the game in Texas about 7 times. I wouldn't mind seeing Nashville again. That'd be worth it.
It would be a first time for me. So if they're listening in 2026 and 2027, that'll be in Nashville. If they can make that dream come true for me.
All right. Well, you know, it's all about you, James. We're going to see what we can do. So now the US EPA did something good. And I rarely say that I'm on the side of the EPA, I'll be honest. But what they have done is created a Farm, Ranch, and Rural Communities Federal Advisory Committee. There are 18 new members, one of them from right here in North Dakota. They have added Justin Sherlock. He's from Daisy, North Dakota. Justin has a history of farming. He's been very actively farming for a number of years. Additionally, he's worked in politics before. He spent some time in Washington, D.C., working in legislative roles. And he also does work with North Dakota Farmers Union. He's been on their executive committee, if I'm not mistaken. So having a guy like Justin being able to represent our interests, and when you say small town North Dakota, you don't get any smaller than Daisy. He's going to be a great addition to what they're asking about, helping to direct policy so that good ideas are used, not the bad ones. And I like that part the best. Now, speaking of good and bad ideas, we've had a lot of discussion about raw milk in the last couple of years. And right now, North Dakota has its first cases of bird flu again in the most recent weeks. That's not surprising with migratory wildlife moving through here. You see more bird flu upticks in the spring and the fall. Right now, though, if raw milk is on your menu, starting today, the federal government issued new orders about testing raw milk. They're focusing on 6 states, which are the largest producers of raw milk: California, Colorado, Michigan, Mississippi, Oregon, and Pennsylvania. What they're looking for is about 20% of milk samples thus far, just in random testing, have been showing viral remnants of the bird flu virus. In pasteurized milk, if there are remnants, they're dead remnants, so they're not active virus. Right now, with this federal order, dairy farmers and those who handle the milk intended for pasteurization must provide samples on a request for bird flu, but they are looking more closely at testing raw milk samples that would be sold direct to public. About 58 people in the U.S. have been affected with bird flu. Mostly those are farm workers who work in the industry and have been close to the animals. But overall, we rarely have issues with milk. In the last 15 years, we've seen about 200 illnesses, outbreaks that were traced to raw milk, which sickened 2,600 people, hospitalized about 225 more. But we have been pasteurizing milk since 1924. The whole role of pasteurization is to reduce potential viruses and illnesses that can come from raw milk, which folks were drinking before. As someone who grew up on a dairy farm, did we have raw milk on occasion? We did. But we also didn't just start that habit right off the bat. You kind of ease into it. And we did pasteurize. I still have my mom's pasteurizer that we used on the farm as well. So there's all sorts of different ways people want to drink their milk. All I care about is that you keep drinking your milk. Thanks for doing that.
With regards to that, is there a different benefit of sorts from raw milk to what we have, the pasteurized stuff that most of us drink day to day?
Proponents of raw milk say that there are better vitamins availability, et cetera, in raw milk, and they think that they like their taste. That's truly a personal preference. What we've seen is, again, we've been doing this since 1924. We haven't wrecked anything in the milk that we drink. We still get great healthy benefits from it, whether pasteurized or non-pasteurized.
Oh, okay. Awesome.
There used to be laws, but did they let go of the law now, Bridget?
It's changed. So like North Dakota had some legislation here in our last session that allowed for the sale of raw milk. Previously, you could only have raw milk if you own the cow. So you had folks that were buying shares in a dairy animal in order to get raw milk.
Okay. That's
how it worked. Now, if you are looking to access capital, there could be some new ways, and I feel like it's almost a reverse mortgage for farmers. Fractional agriculture. What they are doing is using investor funds to purchase minority shares up to 45% of a farmer's owned land for cash. Farmer maintains majority ownership and control. Fractional can have some stipulations on the land, such as they don't want tobacco being raised on it. And then the farmer pays fractional an annually adjusted premium that equates to about 5.6% of the investor's current value. So I have a guest host coming in today. He is a farmer from the northern end of the valley. And I'm going to be very curious to ask him about this and see, as an active farmer, what's your thoughts? Would you have an interest in having an investor group take some ownership on some of your land? What would that be like? So we'll see that and more when we get a chance to visit with him. That's Greg Amundson joining me on Weather and Ag in Focus today. He's from the Gilby, North Dakota area. And for the rest of who may have questions, wondering what in the world might we be talking about or just wanting some more definition, you can send me emails, ag@flagfamily.com. Happy to answer them whenever I can. Once Dean gets back this week, I hope he's got the LRC calendar up to date. I'd like to review that and see, well, what's going to happen this winter? We haven't had a chance to do that yet. Which weeks are going to be worse for me to travel besides the answer of all of them? So.
Right.
Oh, well.
Right.
Thanks, folks. Have a fabulous rest of your day.
Thank you,
as well. Thank you, Bridget. Appreciate
it. See ya.
All righty. And with that being said, it's time for us to head over to the WDAY Radio Newsroom with our very own Austin Erickson for our bottom of the hour update.
The Border Patrol says it's seen a significant increase recently in illegal border crossings at the North Dakota-Canada border. The U.S. Border Patrol's Grand Forks sector says agents in Pembina intercepted 8 Romanians trying to cross illegally in a pickup in early November. Authorities say they've also seized 10 illegal vehicles since October 1st. They're asking communities to report anything that might be suspicious. A Grand Forks man could spend the next 20 years behind bars after a jury finds him guilty of kidnapping, aggravated assault, and attempted gross sexual imposition. Angel Torres Sosa took a woman to his home where he attacked her and attempted to sexually assault her. The jury deliberated for 3.5 hours before reaching a verdict. Sentencing is set for March 31st. The Fargo Police Department says it's working on the homeless camps in the city. During a police advisory and oversight board meeting, Lieutenant Travis Moser says since the enactment of the camping resolution in September, several campsites have been removed. He adds campsites are still up, but the amount and locations are still being worked on. In the event a medical emergency happens and to check for compliance, Moser says the department has weekly meetings to determine next steps. Minnesota Governor Tim Walz says there will be a significant package of fraud prevention measures for lawmakers to consider next session. His comments follow FBI raids on autism treatment centers in Minneapolis and St. Cloud last week during an investigation into allegations of Medicaid claims fraud. The search warrants list possible offenses including wire fraud, healthcare fraud, and conspiracy. One of the centers, Smart Therapy, has received almost $14 million in state Medicaid funding. The investigation follows a probe into the $240 million Feeding Our Future scandal. Today is the first full day of the Kelly Armstrong administration in North Dakota. Governor Armstrong and Lieutenant Governor Michelle Strinden took their oath of office Friday and assumed office Sunday. Former Governor Doug Burgum is preparing for Senate confirmation hearings for his nomination for Interior Secretary because of Armstrong's resignation to the U.S. House of Representatives. North Dakota will not have a representative until Julie Fedorchuk takes office January 3rd. And Julie Fedorchuk has been named to the Committee on Energy and Commerce. She says she's honored and humbled. Fedorchuk is the first freshman member of Congress in 14 years to be seated on the Energy and Commerce Committee upon assuming office, one of the 3A committees in the House of Representatives, typically reserved for more senior members. That's a look at your news. I'm Austin Erickson.
First with the news when you need to know. WDAYRadioNow.com.
Now a check of your weather from the Skywatch Weather Center with our chief meteorologist, Dean Wysocki. Dino.
And good morning. Good morning. It's feeling, well, it's not feeling like winter yet. That's later this week. But we do have a little bit of fog mist around the area, a little bit of flurry and light snow activity in the far northern valley. Roads around the FM area are just fine. They're just wet. But as you go north of Hillsboro, especially up towards let's say Grand Forks over towards Thief River, Crookston area. Those areas do have some slippery travel this morning, so be careful if you're out in those areas. Other than that, we're pretty much at our high for the day today. Might rise a degree more, but 32 degrees, upper 20s to lower 30s, pretty common across the area. We'll see temperatures falling later this afternoon as colder air rushes in and northwest winds increase at 15 to 30. Tonight, then, mainly cloudy skies with lows in the mid-teens. And tomorrow, mostly cloudy, upper teens to right around 20. A little bit of sunshine early on Wednesday, with highs only in the lower teens, and then a pretty robust clipper system comes our way on Thursday. That'll give us some measurable snow. Right now, it looks like a general 2 to 4 inches, but there may be some spots that do pick up a little bit more than that. And then colder air comes back into the area by the end of the week, with highs only in the teens. And then, well, next week, Christmas week. So let's hope we get some snow packed down for our snowmobilers. You know, the ice anglers, you guys are happy, but, you know, if I had a sled, I'd be a little irritated right about now. I'd be itching to get that thing out, I'm telling you. But we should have enough snowpack, hopefully, by later this week to be able to accommodate our snowmobilers.
Yeah, I mean, they're going to have to probably, I mean, they're getting to the point where they probably have to siphon out their own gas because they've stabilized it four different times the last 2 years waiting for a snowfall enough. I mean, they're going to have to go up to the, to the mountains somewhere, northern in Canada somewhere, if there's an opportunity to get that thing ridden the last couple of years.
Yeah, there's a pretty good snowpack throughout most of southern Canada, so you don't have to go, too far.
Awesome. Hey, well, I did find that note for the 3-degree guarantee, so we'll dispute that in the break, and we'll see if I did good or not, or if we're giving away keychains. How about that?
Yeah, because we got to go back then Friday, don't we?
We do. That's do indeed.
That's right. I'll get that information down as well. I hope you did well and you didn't embarrass me, James.
Well, if I did, it's nothing that you're not used to.
Well, good point.
Awesome. Thank you. Need to get check back with you in a bit.
You got it.
Weather this hour brought to you by Jiffy Lube of Fargo, locally owned and operated with 3 convenient Fargo locations, and you never need an appointment. Jiffy Lube of Fargo, where you can do more in a jiffy. We're going to take a break, go check out our national news, and when we come back, a check on sports. I'm Bonnie and Friends on WDAY Radio. Now, look at your sports on WDAY Radio. As we had last night in professional sports, the Minnesota Wild, they tied things up at 2-2 late second period against the Vegas Golden Knights. It was Kirill Kaprizov's second goal of the evening, but the Wild would eventually fall 3-2 to that Vegas squad. Jesper Wallstad would end up with a performance where he would save 24 of the 27 shots he faced in his season debut. The Wild fall to a record of 20 wins, 7 losses in regulation, and 4 overtime losses. The Wild now host the Florida Panthers on Wednesday night. The Minnesota Timberwolves take down the San Antonio Spurs 106-92. Anthony Edwards leading 6 Wolves in double figures with 26 points. Nikhil Alexander-Walker 17 points off the bench. Jaden McDaniels would chip in a double-double with 12 points and 11 rebounds in the starting lineup. And the Pack improved too, 14-11 on the season. The Wolves now host the New York Knickerbockers and an old friend in Karl-Anthony Towns on Thursday evening in what I can imagine is going to be a packed house at the Target Center. Number 2 seeded North Dakota State, with that victory over 7 seeded Mercer 31-7 in the FCS quarterfinal on Saturday, punched their ticket to the FCS semifinals, where they will host number 3 South Dakota State on Saturday at 11 a.m. with a trip to the national championship on the line. Following that one is number 1 Montana State hosting number 4 South Dakota at 2:30. The winner of those two matchups will duke it out in Frisco, Texas in early January for the FCS national championship. Minnesota Vikings are hosting the Chicago Bears on Monday Night Football here this evening. 7 p.m. is kickoff. ABC is where you can find the coverage of that one. The Vikings clinched a playoff berth last night with the Packers defeating the Seattle Seahawks. And the Vikings, it will be a whiteout here this evening with all white uniforms, a little bit of purple trim around the white out that they will have here tonight. And tonight you're going to have Track Talk at 6:30 with Jason Berg right here on WDAY Radio as he gets you up to speed on everything going on in the local racing scene and beyond. Another quick update we do have throughout the rest of the week. Spud Boys Basketball tomorrow evening at 7 o'clock after Primetime Sports. Thursday night, a Spud Boys and Girls Basketball doubleheader beginning at 6 p.m. And then on Saturday at 3 o'clock, we will have a high school boys and girls hockey doubleheader with the Spuds, as the girls game has puck drop at 3 p.m. boys game to follow that one. Sports This Hour brought to you by Valley Imports and Valley Pre-Owned, your best price leader in the region. Find your next vehicle at valleyimports.com. We're going to take a quick break. We come back in your three-degree guarantee with Dean Wysocki, brought to you by the Window and Door Store on Bonnie and Friends on WDAY Radio. It is now time for the three-degree guarantee, brought to you by the Window and Door Store with our chief meteorologist, Dean Wysocki. And Dean, you played hooky
Friday.
Last week.
I did.
So I had to forecast.
Oh, boy.
Against probably the will of most in our company.
Okay. Okay. And
what did you forecast? On Friday, I forecasted a high of 14 degrees.
You know what? Hey, at least you were in the teens. I mean, that was close.
So I got it.
No, it was 8. It was 18. Eita, you're a 4 degree. You would have had a 4 degree guarantee.
Man. I was okay. Well, I guess I got to take blame for that one then.
You were the keychain
when you send out that email, just say complimentary of the sports guy.
I will. Right. And let's see. Pick a name. Today's winner is Charlene Sylvester. So Charlene, congratulations on winning that keychain. Today we're going to go 32. 32 for today's 3 degree guarantee.
All righty.
Now it'll be early. It'll be early, and then we'll see temperatures falling as we head into later today. There's a few light little mist and a few flurries on radar. Slippery travel north of Hillsboro. So if you're traveling up north, be ready for that. Not a big deal, half inch or less, but still just enough to kind of coat those roadways to the north of the FM area. So again, today's 3 degree guarantee, the even freezing, 32 degrees.
All right, I'm going to write that down and put you to it. What is it, the 16th of December?
It is.
All right, so 12, 16, 32. We're going to the freezing point. All right.
All right.
We'll see if you're better at your job than I am at your job.
Well, if I'm not, then let's switch for a week. I'll do sports for a week, and you do weather. How's that?
Well, you know, I don't know if I like that idea. I'd rather be at the Fargo Dome Saturday afternoon for Bison football and then Dragon basketball in the evening. I don't think I would win that battle.
Okay. Well, let's see what happens.
All righty. Well, thank you, Dino. We appreciate it. 32 degrees, 3 degree guarantee, and that's why they don't let me do it, because evidently I don't know what I'm doing, and I was 4 degrees off for the high on Friday. 3 degree guarantee, though, is brought to you by the Window and Door Store. We're going to take a quick break. We come back, and we'll keep this. We're trying to keep it on the rails right now, but I can feel the shaking. We might need to do a little bit of adjusting of those railroad ties. Make sure that they're tied down a little bit tighter.
We haven't done bad. We haven't gone that far off the rails this morning.
We're shaking on the rails right now. I can feel it. It's a little jittery, a little bit jarring. So we're going to try and get that back on track after that 3 degree guarantee brought to you by the Window and Door Store. And when we come back, some more local stories for you. Listening to Bonnie and Friends on WDAY Radio.
Do we have Crash with us? He heard the challenge earlier.
Yeah, there's a bit of a... I threw it out there. I didn't know if he was awake or not. Yeah, I think it was around 6 a.m. or so.
Pretty early.
Crash, good morning. How was the weekend?
Yeah, I was awake. I'm up at 5 every morning.
Yeah. Well, I thought I'd chuck it out there at El Agave. I don't even know if I'm allowed to do that or not this afternoon, but I'm going to be there. And I thought maybe there could be a queso challenge of sorts. I don't know who I have to work through to make that happen, but that could probably put us sideways in a hurry.
Well, I'll stop out and see what we can figure out, see if we can make something happen. So is this a timed event or is this a quantity event?
So yeah, it is an event where we're scheduled to be there from 4 to 6 here this afternoon into the evening hours. It's some qualifiers for that that dream trip to Vegas, that Desperado Vegas dream trip, where we'll send a couple of people out to Vegas to see the Eagles, and it'll be a whole lot of fun here this afternoon into the evening hours. But I know that they have specials with margaritas made from scratch, top shelf for $12 with an entree purchase. So a lot of excitement as we get ready to roll for another week on the airwaves.
Yeah, well, I have a meeting to get 5:30 over in Moorhead, so it's got to be between 4 and 5 for me.
Oh, okay. Well, I'll be there regardless.
I'll swing by. We'll see if we can make something happen.
Awesome. All righty. Well, we appreciate it, Crash. Do we have any raffles or anything this week or no?
Yes. Wednesday, Veterans Honor Flight meat raffles, wild rice, 5:30. I've got the meat that's been in the freezer for about a month now. Keep getting canceled. Thanks, Dean.
Yeah.
But, oh, it sounds like it's going to make it this week. So we'll have her done. We'll get her done and we'll get it all passed out. Somebody's going to go home with about $270 worth of meat.
Alrighty. Well, that sounds awesome. So we'll get everybody funneled over there. That's for Wednesday.
Yep. Wednesday, 5:30.
Awesome. Alrighty. Well, we appreciate it, Crash.
Thanks, Crash.
We got to get rocking and rolling, but we always appreciate you calling in.
All right. We'll see you this afternoon.
Awesome.
Okay.
Alrighty. We're going to head to a quick break here, and when we come back,
we'll be back with more Bonnie and Friends.
Yeah, we're going to talk with Kingpins.
Yeah, that's right.
There we go. You're listening to Bonnie and Friends on WDAY Radio.
Somebody once told me the world is going to roll me.
7:54, you're listening to Bonnie and Friends with, well, James and Janae.
This song is more targeted towards me, but yeah.
Bonnie's on vacation.
We're rolling.
We hope she's having a good time right now hanging out with us. We have Nader, Kingpins, general manager.
Yes.
Hanging out with us. We're good. We're good. Okay, so I know we're doing our giveaway party January 8th for the Vegas trip to the Eagles concert. But what I need to know, what I need to really get the scoop on is these elite suites.
Yes.
So we need to chit-chat about that.
Let's talk about it. So for those of you who have been in Kingpins, we have an area in the back called the elite suite. In 6 private lanes, you get your own bartender, you get your servers, you can do up to 125 people, 75 seated comfortably. But, you know, I'm a Las Vegas guy. I spent 21 years in Vegas trying to make food and beverage companies and casinos cool. And I just thought it needed a little bit of a change. And I got with the ownership, who are a bunch of great guys, local guys. And we decided that we're just going to make it elite, truly elite, truly VIP experience. So we got with the guys from Social Media Shack and kind of just did this whole entire wrap. It was like an ode to old downtown Fargo. And it's just absolutely beautiful. And now the room is really coming to just black and red, and it's been repainted. So yeah, it's just cool. It gives you a totally different experience.
When you walk by, and
you look to your left as you're walking by, you're like, what is that room? And that's what I wanted. I wanted people to walk by and go,
because you don't see it if you're just in there walking.
It looks like everything else, rent
this room out, you can have gatherings.
Yep.
Are you booked out full for Christmas parties?
We are booked out full for Christmas. We are actually booked out a little bit for next year as well.
Oh, wow.
But you can give Ashley a call.
Yeah.
And she'll find a way to squeeze you in. There's absolutely no doubt. We'll try to get people.
Yeah, it looks like you can call in 701-532-BOWL.
Yes.
That's the phone number I was given for it. You can call, get that checked out, see what's available. But it sounds to me like you brought a little bit of your hometown Vegas to South Fargo is what I'm hearing in this.
Well, yeah, we wanted it to, it's called the Elite Suite. And we want it to be elite. We wanted you to feel like you're having a great experience. So.
And I know that we are doing our giveaway party there. We're taking qualifiers. Yes. We all know for the Sphere concert, Eagles in Vegas. So I know we get to see it then.
Yes.
Because it's in the Elite Suites, right?
Yes, absolutely. Yeah.
I'm so super excited for that.
Yeah. It's Elite Suite in the 48 Lounge. We'll be hosting all the qualifiers there. So we're looking forward to it. Obviously, there'll be drinks and food and everybody can have some fun and give everybody a chance to take a look at it. Absolutely.
Yeah, that is exciting.
We're going to have 2 qualifying stops here as well before the actual event.
Yeah.
That Desperado Eagles Vegas Dream Trip. It'll be Monday, December 30th and Monday, January 6th, both days from 3 to 5. Jumping around. I'll be there hanging out. We'll be doing hits on the Jay Thomas show. So because I'm the culinary expert of my sorts, by way of eating, I'm a taste testing expert.
There
maybe that's a good
difference
way to
exactly. there.
I thought it sounded professional at first, but are there new menu items? What do we have going on there, food-wise?
Yeah, absolutely. So, Chef Chris has done a really great job. We've moved away from the prior management company we talked about, and Chef Chris has kind of taken this menu over and has really brought it into this cool, just bar vibe. But we had the jalapeno papa burger that everybody's talking about, the Philly cheesesteak sandwich. So we've gone a lot of different ways, but we also turned around the catering menu as well. So he has really just redesigned everything.
Wow.
For those of you who have been there, you know that everything's over portion in size for guys like us that enjoy more than one or two bites of something.
The portions are huge.
There's some old favorites on that menu as well that Chef has just kind of redesigned, but he's brought some of his flavor. He's a South Dakota boy. He brought some of his flavor in and has really changed some stuff around there. We've gone back to traditional wings. We also have our boneless wings. There's about 15 different sauces and dips to choose from. So yeah, he's really maximized everything about that kitchen and just kind of made it fun again, because we want it. We want you to come, bring your kids, have fun. But we also want mom and dad to enjoy themselves. So obviously, between, you know, the different spirits we have in the bears, but there's also some really cool food. We are, I guess we can or cannot talk about this, but we are changing up the arcade floor a little bit. So we'll be adding some cool games to it.
Oh, really?
Late January, early February. Okay. So doing a lot of stuff. I really owe a lot to the gentleman that that own that building. They've done a lot to make sure that we've stayed ahead of the game. So
yeah.
I was curious about that, because in my notes it said, you know, 70 different arcade games, over 7,600 square foot of room to roam. But I think one of the coolest things is that junkyard themed laser tag course, a wheelchair accessible.
Yes.
So, I mean, nobody is left out at all.
No,
I think
not
that,
at all.
That is tremendous. So you have Baron's Eatery there, you have Kingpins, you have the bowling, the Elite Suites, the arcade, and everybody's able to enjoy it. I think that's something that you guys do that is just tremendous and above and beyond what most everybody else is able to do, and from all capacities.
Yeah, no, we make sure that everybody can come and have a good time. That's it. I mean, if you're, you know, you're a 2-year-old child, or you're a 52-year-old child like myself, or whatever you possibly
So actually,
are.
That's, we talk about that, and that makes it fun for us, because with my family, I had my sister in town and my brother, and we had kids from ages 5 to my oldest is 23. And it's a place where, with all the different ages, where we can all go have a good time.
Yeah, absolutely. And, you know, we see it all the time. We, you know, we always kind of are in awe of the fact that, you know, of course you bring your family. And
yeah.
But we've seen, you know, college age and older come in as couples, and that's where they've come and enjoy their day. And, you know, even, you know, myself, a little bit older, but I still enjoy it. Like, I still go, I have an 11-year-old son who boxes, and, you know, he loves the punching game. And I also have a 5-year-old son who just, you know, wants to run around and be crazy. And, but there's stuff, you know, my wife and I enjoy it. Like, we've always enjoyed it since the day one that it's opened. We've been, you know, fans of it. And then, you know, 2 years after it opened, all of a sudden now I'm running it. you know, it makes me the coolest dad on the block by far. There's no doubt.
You know
about
what? It kind of really does,
it really
doesn't
does,
it?
Yeah.
yeah.
You know, what does your dad do? My dad runs Kingpins. Wow, that's, you know, so it makes me the coolest.
Yeah, you're right. It does make you the coolest dad.
It makes me the coolest dad on the block. So
yeah.
Well, awesome.
Sure.
Well, thank you, Nader. We appreciate it. Once again, I'll be hanging out there for qualifiers for the Desperado Eagles Vegas Dream Trip Monday, December 30th, Monday, January 6th from 3 to 5, doing hits on the Jay Thomas Show. And then, of course, that last chance remote qualifier from 3 to 5 p.m. Wednesday, January 8th during the Jay Thomas Show. We'll lead it up to it, giveaway party, the Elite Suite. It's going to be tremendous. It looks like registration at 5:30 that evening. So I'm looking forward to it. I'm excited to get my hands on some of those new different treats and things of sorts, you know, maybe a couple of appetizers of sorts into it. That's my weak spot. But we appreciate you stopping in, Nader, giving us an update on that.
Me.
And we're looking forward to being there a handful of times the next couple of weeks.
Yeah. Awesome.
Thank
we'll see you later this morning.
Yes. Yeah. I'll be back.
All right.
Again.
Yeah. For
good,
Coffee
Nader.
Club, I suppose. Yeah.
That's right. At 10:06.
Awesome. Well, hey, we're a little bit late. Austin's looking at me kind of funny. Go on, James. You never hit your times on time. And that's what happens when I end up hosting. So let's go kick things over to.
You think you were Jay Thomas or something.
Yeah, exactly. I'm learning from him. I think that's my issue. So we're going to head over to that newsroom with Austin Erickson.
Minnesota Governor Tim Walz says there will be a significant package of fraud prevention measures for lawmakers to consider next session. His comments follow FBI raids on autism treatment centers in Minneapolis and St. Cloud last week during an investigation into allegations of Medicaid claims fraud. The search warrants listed possible offenses including wire fraud, healthcare fraud, and conspiracy. One of the centers, Smart Therapy, has received almost $14 million in state Medicaid funding. The investigation follows a probe into the $240 million Feeding Our Future scandal. The Border Patrol says it's seen a significant increase recently in illegal border crossings at the North Dakota-Canada border. The U.S. Border Patrol's Grand Forks sector says agents in Pembina intercepted 8 Romanians trying to cross illegally in a pickup in early November. Authorities say they've also seized 10 illegal vehicles since October 1st. They're asking communities to report anything suspicious. Fargo officials are moving ahead with plans to provide a new facility that would help the homeless access city services. Meeting with local community leaders on Friday, Fargo Mayor Dr. Tim Mahoney outlined a proposal he plans to bring to the Fargo City Commission's next meeting, December 23rd. In September, the City Commission banned camping on public property that also provides exceptions for people with nowhere else to go. The mayor's proposed Fargo Community Care and Deflection Center would provide at least 30 services and incorporate the efforts of 30 community organizations. The Minnesota Republican Party elects Wayzata City Councilman Alex Pleaklash as chair. He received more votes than outgoing state chairman and former state senator David Hahn, who called his 3 years leading the party an honor. And Sanford Health shares their top five baby names for 2024. Oliver is the top baby boy name for the fourth year in a row. That's followed by Henry and Liam. A new girl name climbed the list as Lainey earned the number one spot. That's followed by Amelia and Evelyn. Sanford has delivered nearly 9,000 babies so far this year. That's a look at your news. I'm Austin Erickson.
First with the news when you need to know. WDAYRadioNow.com.
Sanford Health shares their top.
As we go now to weather with our very own Dean Wysocki. Dino, I got you back on here. We were fielding phone calls, so you almost got kicked off here. How are you doing?
That was close, man. Well, thanks.
Did I cut it a little bit close there?
Hey, nah, I was here. I figured it was a technical snag somewhere. It's not a big deal. We're looking at a little bit of freezing mist out there this morning, although most of the roadways around the FM area are reported just wet. Please be careful. There are some scattered slippery spots, especially as you go north of the FM area. We're right around that freezing mark across the area, and we're not going to move much today. We're going to see those temperatures actually slowly fall off as we head into the afternoon. With highs today, again, right around that freezing mark. We'll see those winds switch to the northwest at 15 to 30. Tonight, we'll see mostly cloudy skies down into the teens, and tomorrow, mostly cloudy, highs right around 20. We'll see a clipper system come our way Wednesday night into Thursday. After highs in the teens on Wednesday, we'll be in the 20s on Thursday, but we'll see snow as well. Right now, initially, it looks like 2 to 4 inches, but we're getting some indications some areas could pick up closer to 6. So we'll keep an eye on that, and then we cool it back down, back into the teens for Friday and Saturday. So shot of snow as we head into Thursday. Let's hope we get it for our snowmobilers because, I mean, they would like to see a little bit of snowpack out there. Our ice anglers have been pretty happy, but it's been a little rough going if you've got a sled out there and you want to take it out.
I'm not going to keep kind of dangling in front of them like a lure like you have been, Dino. So we appreciate that. Appreciate you jumping on, and you know what? We'll see. I'm back to that 3-degree guarantee. Hopefully you're more accurate than I am.
I hope so.
Awesome. Well, we appreciate you jumping on. And is Bentley in town?
He is. Yeah, he'll be in town for the next couple of weeks. He's sleeping right now. I'm waiting for him to come down and say, hey, come on, Dad, let's wake up.
Exactly. We got to go to the office. We got to go see everybody.
Exactly.
Awesome.
No doubt.
Well, we're looking forward to that. Thank you, Dino.
All right, you got it, man.
Is the weather this hour brought to you by Red Wing Shoes in Fargo. They've been designing footwear for more than 110 years, and they've been helping companies keep workers safe and productive in even the most hazardous conditions. Stop into Red Wing Shoes at 3003 Main Avenue in Fargo, or check them out online at redwingshoes.com. We're going to go to a break. We come back. We got Dr. Z from the Clinic Family and Sports Chiropractic. You're listening to Bonnie and Friends on WDAY Radio. Welcome back to Bonnie and Friends, as we're joined now in studio, Dr. Z from the Clinic Family and Sports Chiropractic. And
yeah,
Dr. Z, thanks for jumping in. Hopefully you had a good weekend, and hopefully things aren't too hectic heading into the holiday for you. Kind of curious about with people. At this time of the year, I mean, are people, if there are little tweaks and things of those sorts, are they coming in to try and get ready to roll for holidays, or are they overexerting themselves a little bit?
Tweaks, falling when it's slippery.
Well, everybody thinks that's what keeps us busy in the winter, and it really isn't.
Oh, okay.
Really?
No, I mean, you'll see some of that.
Sure.
I mean, generally, winters, it follows the temperature. If it's below zero, we slow down. If it gets above zero, then people that didn't want to go outside because it was cold but they're hurting show up again. So
I would never thought that.
But generally, when you hit your really cold months, January, February, it kind of drops a little bit. People just don't want to go outside. And then in spring, there's that week in spring where everybody
is anxious.
Collectively notices that it's spring.
Yeah.
And just like the grass greening, the flowers budding and things like that, people kind of perk and wake up and then the phones ring like crazy. And everybody that comes in, when did this start? Oh, back in January, I just didn't really think about doing anything about it. So
they're ready to leave the houses again.
I mean, you see different trends in different times of the year. So
yeah. Huh, interesting. See, I would never have thought that. I would have thought you guys were really busy.
Well,
busy
December,
in the winter.
December gets busy because people are trying to get in because they have deductibles met and things like
that.
Oh,
yeah,
sure. That's what will drive things in December.
Yeah,
time, so.
Sure. Okay.
You kind of mentioned a little bit with, you know, catching early things of those sorts, but with low back pain, the red flags, kind of what are you looking for? Is it more kind of exhausted when you have the colder temperatures, you feel some of those things? What should people be looking for if they're trying to, you know, figure out the issue and improve that quality of life as well?
Well, if you get back to the bigger why behind the what, which really is that low back pain specifically is the number four reason why people visit doctors every year, but it's the number one cause of lost quality of life in people over 60. And I think the big reason for that is that when people start experiencing it younger, it's treated like it's not a big deal. And so it's not oftentimes until it's a big deal that they recognize it's a big deal. And so how do you find things sooner so that you can get people on a better path so it never turns into that problem down the road to begin with? I think that's the bigger question. And I think collectively in our system, we don't do a very good job with it.
Yeah.
And I'm an example of that. I had an incident when I was 14. It lasted about 2 hours, went away, no big deal, right? And then at 16, I had an incident after lifting weights in the gym at my high school. And that one took me, well, I mean, honestly, I never fully recovered from it. And it wasn't until 21 years later that I re-injured it. But now I'm in practice. Now I see these things. And as soon as I injured it, I knew exactly what it was. So I'd been misdiagnosed. I was told I had a joint problem for, you know, 2 decades.
Wow.
And that's when I found out I had 2 discs that were deteriorating due to a birth defect that I had in my lower back. And so as I've gone along in this journey of practice for 24 years, you start seeing some patterns with things.
Mm-hmm.
And I would say there's red flags. Like this idea about what we wanted to talk about today really happened the other day when I had one of your employees in. And he asked me something about x-rays and if we take x-rays all the time. And I said, well, no, you don't need to take x-rays all the time. But there are certain times when it's helpful to do that. And so I kind of have this mental checklist of red flags and that I've developed over the years that are pretty accurate. It's probably 90% accurate at determining people that have under the radar more serious things going on. And one of those would be that you've had an instance of debilitating lower back pain because it only takes one to develop the problem in the disc to start with. Number two, have you had multiple instances of sharp stabbing pain that occur in the same place? That is pathognomonic of there being a problem in that area. Number three is if you have pain, tingling, or numbness, or have had a history of it into your buttock or down through your leg or foot or things like that that correlates to this back pain, those three things are pretty quality indicators that a lot of times people have under-the-radar disc issues that are developing that may not have turned into a really serious situation yet. And the problem with discs is that if we tear them one time, that can cause this process called degenerative disc disease. And the reason they use the word disease on the backside of it is because it tends to be progressive. And discs don't have blood supplies. When you get up during the day, you squeeze the discs and fluid and nutrients come out of them and you're shorter at the end of the day than when you started. When you lay down at night, if you have adequate flexibility in your spine, those bones will kind of move apart. That creates a negative pressure like a suction or like a vacuum that pulls fluid and nutrients in. But if you've torn and damaged the interior of the disc, the middle of that disc kind of spreads out and it takes more pressure change to draw fluid and nutrients in it. So if you have one of these tears, which you may not have ever felt even, then that disrupts that process and you have a hard time getting fluid and nutrients in the disc. And it's kind of like putting the disc on a diet and it starts to shrink and it starts to weaken and they can bulge and they can rupture and lots of different things can happen.
So how can we fix that? How can we take care of that?
Honestly, the best way I've treated things and been through different avenues in my practice over the years. And about 15 years ago, we started using a treatment called non-surgical spinal decompression therapy. Mm-hmm. And it's a machine that, that stretches the back further than what happens if you're stretching or just laying down at night, which can greatly increase that pressure change in the disc to draw those fluids and nutrients in. And then if somebody has a herniated disc or a bulge, sometimes it can actually help pull those back and retract that and get pressure off the nerves. But that's the best thing that I found. And prior to using that, we did more traditional routes of, you know, adjusting people, giving people stretches and exercises. But what you would see over the course of, say, a 10-year time frame with those people is they'd continue to have episodes, and generally over time, right, they'd get closer together and more severe. And so I never felt like those things were very good long-term solutions, but they work to get people out of a pinch.
Sure.
So you can put the fire out, but you're never completely
healed, or
you're never really getting into the good spot. And
it's never fixed.
Yep. And then the big thing, and you do not hear this anywhere, this is not on your nightly news and it's not on your news feed, but there was a huge study in Britain done just a couple of years ago where they showed that taking ibuprofen or other non-steroidal anti-inflammatory drugs near the onset of the pain actually reduces healing, and it makes you more likely to develop the bad back. And so I tell all of my people now, I inform them of that study and kind of let them make the decisions. But I think that's an important consideration that we have to make too, is how do we treat these things when they do happen? Mm-hmm. And is that detrimental to us down the road?
Mm-hmm. I remember you telling me that before, mm-hmm, about the anti-inflammatories.
So with that decompression, as you just mentioned, that to help, so the whole process of it is to help be able to heal and bring the nutrients back into the disc and on those sorts of areas. Is that kind of correct on that?
Yeah, that's I would say the big part of it. I mean, in 2006, I visited a friend down in Missouri. He had just gotten a brand new x-ray machine, and I wanted to see what my back looked like. And so we took an x-ray of it, and mm-hmm, I had about 10% degeneration at two levels. It wasn't anything I was concerned about. And 6 years later is when I re-injured my back. And so I had another x-ray taken, and I'd gone from about 10% degeneration down to 50 in two spots. And that's when the light
bulb. In how many years?
In six.
In 6 years. Okay.
Okay. Wow. And so that's when the light bulb went on. I started treating it different. I started using the decompression therapy. And then 2 years ago, I just wanted to kind of see where things were at.
Yeah.
So I had another x-ray. I had a friend in town that I had taken x-ray, and I was still at 50%. And so it hadn't, I went from 10 to 50 in 6 years, and then no additional deterioration over the next 10. And that's only because I started treating it differently.
So wow. do you put yourself on the decompression machine then?
No. I utilize it, but I need somebody else to do it. Otherwise, it's you can't push the buttons and get it going when you're stuck on it. So
sure.
You need help.
Yeah, had to ask. Yeah.
I've had a couple pinches over the years where in my old office, we had this great big gargantuan machine, and I would have to try to figure out how to do that myself, but it never quite works as well as it could.
Gotcha. Well, Dr. Z, thanks for stopping in. We appreciate it. It's always great to get updates on that and kind of, you know, try and figure out what, you know, some of those different, it feels like aches or pains, and maybe it leads to something a little bit more.
And I think the difference, there's dull achy. Dull achy can mean if you have that pain, that dull achy that spreads out across the back, that could mean a degenerative disc. But acute injury to disc is oftentimes going to feel sharp and stabby type of a thing. And so if you've had a history of sharp, stabby stuff, then that may be an indicator that there's brewing issues going on with the disc.
Yeah. Well, and don't wait either to be seen. Like, it can hurt you one day, and then maybe the next it doesn't, and then a few days later it does. Like, go get it checked out.
I mean, the worse it gets, the harder it is to fix.
Right.
And so if you know that there's an issue, you've had it repeatedly, it's
don't
sharp,
it
stabby, or things like that, get it checked. Fix it while it's simple to fix. You know?
How can people find you?
You can go online. Our website is theclinicnow.com, or you can give us a call at 701-492-0696.
Awesome. Well, thank you, Dr. Z. Appreciate it.
You guys have a great week.
You too.
As well. We're going to go to the American Egg Network, and when we come back, we're going to have Ronnie Lee jump in here. We're going to figure out what's going on in the coffee club here on WDAY Radio.
Here we go. James's celebrity crush, a little Miley Cyrus. We're wrapping up Bonnie and Friends. James, I think I hang out with you again on Wednesday.
That sounds about right. I've got JT mixed in here.
Somebody just remind me.
Did we sucker you into any early morning, Johnny?
No.
No, I offered because I know there, you know, sometimes needs to be a bridge kind of gapped. Everybody else has been filling in. So I offered, and Bonnie was like, well, I don't, I appreciate it, but, you know, and technically I'd be doing what, three shows that day if I did that? So
I suppose that's the biggest thing.
I don't think anybody wants to hear that enough, that, you know, that part of me all day long. So.
Well, I suppose you're going to become the most interesting man in Fargo-Moorhead if you end up on three shows in a day, I would think.
Yes, I'll be the new guy for Dos Equis. Yeah.
There you go.
Usually Mondays at this time we have the Pick Six brought to you by Precision Concrete Cutters, Ramjack North.
Yeah.
But.
What happened to Pick Six?
The Vikings don't play till 7 tonight.
Oh, Monday Night Football.
Yeah, we got to shift it to Tuesday. Okay, we're shifting it today.
Yep.
So we're not snubbing anybody.
Doing it tomorrow.
I'll be honest with you, though. Of everybody that entered, there are four of you that are still in the running.
Really?
Ooh, just gets nice.
Four of you. And if I'm being totally honest, we all picked the Vikings. So of the four of you, it's going to come down to the score. It's going to come down to the Vikings' score against the Bears. So if the Vikings win today, that'll be tough. If the Vikings lose, that's going to be really tough.
So no matter what, it's going to be tough.
I hope that this spreadsheet does the math for me. I don't know if I could backtrack if the Bears were to win with how everybody has the score. That could be a disaster. An absolute disaster. But regardless, you have a $20 gift card to the Indoor Golf Lounge in Moorhead up for grabs on the line. So we're gonna get through it. Hopefully the spreadsheet does the work for me. Otherwise, I'm going to look like a madman, like some type of mad evil scientist in a college, you know, in a college dorm room of sorts with whiteboards and writings all over everywhere trying to figure out the math involved in this.
Mm-hmm.
Since I have you both here, though, I need to know, what's the coffee club docket today?
Well, we're going to be speaking with Nader, too, from Kingpins.
All right. Okay,
that's our small business, because as shocking as this is, we've never had Kingpins on before for not nonprofit for Small Business Monday.
Yeah.
Sorry,
really?
I've been up
really?
Since, yeah.
Wow.
No,
well, you've been up, but I'm pretty sure your eyes were closed on that couch about 2 hours ago.
Yeah.
She said, "Do I have time?" I said, "Yeah, you got about 15 minutes or so until we come back to a true segment." And I walked out to grab a sheet of paper I'd printed off, and I'm pretty sure that there was a...
Okay, I was not snoring because I never fell asleep. I just need to lay down. By the way,
my version of the story.
Yeah. I did find out. I was the first one here this morning. I was here just a little after 3 a.m. It's kind of creepy when you're the first one here in the morning.
Yeah, it can be. Or the last one here, like on a Saturday at 11:30 p.m.
Very quiet.
Yeah, 2 a.m. on a Sunday sometimes, depending, you know. If we have, specifically, we get basketball and we have to go down to Wayne, Nebraska, if you think about it, it's about a 5-hour drive back home.
Yeah.
You get done about 8 p.m. from wrapping everything up. 8 p.m. and then depending on weather conditions on I-29, yeah. I mean, you grab dinner. I mean, it's 2 or 3 in the morning. That's real eerie kind of.
That's when I
Sunday.
Came this morning.
Yeah, like nobody had been here for over 24 hours. You're kind of like, ooh. But yeah.
Mm-hmm.
That's how I imagine it, at least.
And then we'll talk about inventions that were meant to be something else.
I feel like this is where Ronnie thrives, in that category.
Well, if you believe that bit in Family Guy, it was, you know, two people who got involved in a car crash when the chocolate ended up in the peanut butter, and there you go. It was Reese's Peanut Butter Cup.
That's how that happened, huh?
That's what they portray.
What? Is that real?
That's what they portray in the movie, or the television show. But
what show is that?
Family Guy.
Is not real, and that's not
of
true.
Course, of course.
You said Family Guy. Yeah, like, well, that's not true.
Of course it's not real, but it was funny, you know.
That's all it takes for a crazy invention.
Well, yeah, one guy ended up with the chocolate bar and the peanut, and the police officer that responded were like, hey, I think there's an opportunity here.
I think there's something on this list about a little blue pill.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay. Interesting.
What, James? There is. We'll talk about it a little bit later. Stay tuned.
Oh God, we're in shambles now. And Ronnie, you're playing hooky today too. Well, partial hooky.
Yeah, yeah. I'll be in the dental chair. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
You're getting a crown on though, right?
I am.
You're not going to come back with a droopy lip and a little bit of slurring as you try and try and do the show with Jay.
I bet he does. Actually.
Oh, you have to get yourself, reward yourself with some ice cream for lunch, and then on Jay's show, it'll just be a droopy slur as we,
you're not supposed
as
to
we
have
come
any
live
of that
from El Agave.
When you have a crown, though, for
some,
what, a couple of days?
Get yeah. some soup yeah. after your dental procedure today.
Oh, gosh. We,
oh, my.
We're something.
I've been up since 2:30. I'm getting
Ronnie,
money now again.
Yes.
Good luck to you.
Thank you.
There's
thank
a little bit of
sauna
involved in here.
You make it sound like it's a
here.
Challenge being with me. Good luck to you.
Well,
I have all the control.
Be forever in your favor.
Yeah. You're talking about his dental procedure, right?
Yes. Sure.
Yeah.
James, get out.
All right. I got kicked out. I'll be back in like an hour and a half or so. We're going to the newsroom with Austin Erickson to get us back on track.